Hi, this is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial. As a community, we are all recovering from the car fire. We understand the seriousness of this disaster and the frustration of dealing with the insurance companies. Insurance policies can be very difficult to understand. If you have questions about your insurance policy and need help in any way, please feel free to give us a call at 221-0441. This is Judy Maxwell with Maxwell Insurance and Financial.
Securities offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a registered broker-dealer member FINRA and SIPC. Advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated, a SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Judy Maxwell, representative. Maxwell Insurance and Financial and Mutual of Omaha Investor Services Incorporated are not affiliated. The information presented is intended for educational purposes only. It is not intended to replace the advice of an attorney or a qualified tax professional. This is not an offer or solicitation in any jurisdiction where they are not authorized to do business. Registered branch address, 1378 Hilltop Drive, Redding, California, 960.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Well, on Sunday, tomorrow, it is Veterans Day. Observed annually on November 11th, that honors military veterans, persons who served in the United States Armed Forces, and it coincides with other holidays, including Armistice Day and Remembrance Day, celebrated in other countries that mark the anniversary of the end of World War I. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month in the year 1918. The armistice with Germany went into effect, and in 1954, Armistice Day renamed Veterans Day. And that's what we commemorate this weekend. Officially, it is tomorrow, but Monday is when the government, I should say, observes it. But we will make the entire weekend Veterans Day weekend here on the Cigar Dave Show. Long Ash greetings and salutations, a Long Ash snappy salute, Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure, long live the Alpha, make America great again, make masculinity great again, screw the enemies of pleasure. As always, your five-star commanding general and global Alpha male in chief with a Long Ash snappy salute, especially to all of our great veterans who are amongst us this weekend. As is our tradition here on the Cigar Dave Show for any major holiday, we bring in the great John Wayne for the Pledge of Allegiance, followed by Doug Allen with the Star Spangled Banner.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the flag was still there. Oh, say, does that star-spangled banner?
The great Doug Allen, the anthem singer for the Buffalo Sabres. On November 11th, 1919, U.S. President Woodrow Wilson issued a message to his countrymen on the first Armistice Day in which he expressed what he felt the day meant to Americans. It is appropriate that we replay that for you today. A year ago today, our enemies laid down their arms in accordance with an armistice which rendered them impotent to renew hostilities and gave to the world an assured opportunity to reconstruct its shattered order and to work out in peace a new and juster set of international relations. The soldiers and people of the East of the European Allies had fought and endured for more than 4 years to uphold the barrier of civilization against the aggressions of armed force. We ourselves had been in the conflict something more than a year and a half. With splendid forgetfulness of mere personal concerns, we remodeled our industries, concentrated our financial resources, increased our agricultural output, and assembled a great army so that at the last our power was a decisive factor in the victory. We were able to bring the vast resources, material and moral, of a great and free people to the assistance of our associates in Europe who had suffered and sacrificed without limit in the cause for which we fought. Out of this victory, there arose new possibilities of political freedom and economic concert. The war showed us the strength of great nations acting together for high purposes, and the victory of arms foretells the enduring conquests which can be made in peace when nations act justly and in furtherance of the common interests of men. To us in America, the reflections of Armistice Day will be filled with solemn pride in the heroism of those who died in the country's service, and with gratitude for the victory, both because of the thing from which it has freed us, and because of the opportunity it has given America to show her sympathy with peace and justice in the Council of Nations, Woodrow Wilson. Well, unfortunately, World War II would break out some 25 years later. But since that time, that 1918 Armistice, Veterans Day, Armistice Day, and subsequently Veterans Day, an important part of our American calendar. And I can think of nobody more appropriate than to join us, a longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show, a veteran himself, served in Afghanistan. We've got the great Scotty Neal, who, in addition to being a great American warrior, he is also one of the founders of American Freedom Distillery, the distillers of Horse Soldier Bourbon and Wrecker Silver Rum. Scotty, it is great to be broadcasting front and center right from the American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg.
Thank you, Cigar Dave, and more than happy to talk to everybody about this Veterans Day and what it means to all of us.
And what does it mean to you? You have served so nobly as a Green Beret. What does it mean to you?
Well, you know, it's interesting. You know, how do you go from somebody that serves their entire life is in service to finally consider themselves a veteran, right? I still consider myself active in today's politics, active with Army issues and Special Forces issues. A lot of my friends are still commanders that are active. My son's in the active, so the veteran part is kind of new to me.
Was it a difficult transition going from active to retired?
It is, and especially when you live here in Tampa Bay and you have the headquarters of CENTCOM and SOCOM, so all of your friends are still in uniform, so even, you know, for a beer or a bourbon later after the day, you still get caught up into the conversations of the war on terrorism, what's going on. And for me, you know, I'm pushing 50, and I don't consider myself the vision of a veteran that you would normally think of yourself. I see myself as an active part of the community, and I should honor other veterans.
Well, it's interesting because we originate from St. Petersburg, Pinellas County, but Hillsborough County, as you mentioned, the home of Central Command, MacDill Air Force Base, and Special Forces as well.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at Hillsborough County, it is the largest county in terms of veteran population in the state of Florida, I believe around 70,000 veterans. And when you look at the state of Florida, there are 1.55 million veterans in the state. So it is a just huge, just behind California with 1.7 million and Texas with 1.58 million veterans. So when you look at the number of veterans that served in, there's still about 60,000 World War II veterans, mm-hmm, still alive with us in the state of Florida. But when we look at the number of post-9/11 veterans, 175,000. Big number. You're one of them, Scotty.
Yes, thank you. It, you know, a couple things. One, because especially for Tampa Bay being the headquarters of Special Operations Central Command, a lot of us end up retiring. That's like our last stint in the military, and then our kids are of high school and college age, so you just end up staying here, and Florida is really nice. Second of all, you have probably the best VA health care treatment centers here in the Tampa Bay area, which attracts a lot of veterans. And then once again, you know, it's the Sunshine State, so if I'm a veteran, where do I get to choose to live? I get to choose to live in Florida.
But, Scotty, you are a Florida native.
Yes.
You are. You grew up in Kissimmee before Kissimmee was Kissimmee.
Yes, I did. Actually, my family has been here and fought in all three Seminole Indian Wars. They are actually were on the veteran rolls and received a monthly stipend back in the late 1850s.
That is incredible. I mean, it is, you know, first of all, when somebody says I'm a native Floridian, that in and of itself is raises eyebrows. But when you look back and your family goes way back to the 1850s, that's even more incredible. And when you look at Kissimmee today, which is just south of Orlando by the Disney World area, when you grew up, you told me you grew up on a farm.
I grew up on the cattle ranches and orange groves. So if you think about Central Florida at the time, it really was dominated by massive, massive open ranches that would take cattle up and down the Panhandle area, and then they would disembark them either into Cuba or Central America or for the war effort in World War I, World War II.
And when you look at the number of airports in the state of Florida that were originally military training bases, it's incredible, whether it's Sebring or even when you look at Tampa International, which used to be called, I think it was Drew Field, going back at all these airports, they were built to train World War II pilots.
World War II aviation. Then you look at the Don Cesar Hotel, which was a veterans hospital. You look at the Vinoy, which
That's
was
right.
a veterans hospital for World War II soldiers recovering from battlefield abnormalities at the time, which was PTS and PTSD. So Tampa Bay has had a long history. And then also my father was here during the Cuban Missile Crisis and was out of MacDill.
Interesting. And I'm sure he's got some great stories
yes,
about
he
that.
Did.
I'm
he
sure
discovered he... Gasparilla Pirate Festival at a very young age and shared me with all those shenanigans when he was younger.
And I'm sure the stories that at that time when you talk to people who lived through it, they were convinced they were going to nuclear war.
Yes. Everybody was afraid. The skies were dark with daily aircraft. You know, the average population, which once again, you only had radio in rural Florida at the time, and you just heard all of this, and just everything was a buzz and soldiers all around. And they really, really thought that it could be the beginning of the end of days.
Our Veterans Day observance continues. Our special guest, Scotty Neal, Green Beret, Afghanistan veteran, and one of the co-founders of American Freedom Distillery, the distillers of Horse Soldier Bourbon and Wrecker Rum, which we will enjoy today during the National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony. We'll continue our Veterans Day discussion front and center on the Cigar Dave Show.
The Cigar Dave Show honors all who served to preserve the ideals with which our country was built. We're honoring all veterans this Veterans Day.
As we celebrate Veterans Day weekend, wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the results of this week's election, some of which are still not done, and go over a couple of interesting developments in the world of cigars as it pertains to potential cigar tobacco tax increases, which voters in Montana and South Dakota had an opportunity to weigh in on earlier this week. First up, we will talk later in our Veterans Day edition of today's Cigar Dave Show with Scotty Neal. We'll talk about the outrageous skit that was done, the mocking of Dan Crenshaw, a former Navy SEAL, who lost lost his eyesight in one of his eyes due to an IED explosion in Afghanistan. And on SNL, they mocked him. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But the good news, Dan Crenshaw, who prior to that SNL mocking, many people didn't really know, former Navy SEAL, believe it or not, he was a one-time President Trump critic, won his race for a congressional seat in the Houston area. He's 34 years old. He was elected to the U.S. House this past Tuesday, beating out Democrat Todd Litton in the vacant Houston area district. Former Navy SEAL, as I mentioned, he's now being lauded as a Republican rising star. So good to see that. We'll keep an eye on him in Washington. Also, we talked about the untimely passing of a good friend of ours, the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada, Dennis Huff, who was running for Nevada State Assembly on the Republican line. Well, on Monday, he was laid to rest in a lipstick red casket that was strewn with roses, a floral arrangement approximating the silhouettes of two mating rabbits marked his grave, perfect for Dennis. The next day, he was posthumously elected to the Nevada State Assembly as a Republican, died October 16th at the age of 72, and Tuesday, he beat the Democrat with 63% of the vote. Now another Republican will fill his seat for the Nevada State Assembly. So interesting development there. Now, two potential taxes, cigar tax raises in Montana and South Dakota. First up in Montana. I-185, an issue of 185, sought to raise the tax on other tobacco products, including premium cigars, by 33 to 83% of the wholesale price. The good news, the bill was defeated. It lost. 53% of the voters said, nope, don't want any more taxes, especially to fund Medicaid. Not happening. In South Dakota, voters voted on Initiative Measure 25 that would increase the tax on cigarettes as well as other tobacco products, including cigars, from 35 to 55% of the wholesale price. They rejected it by 55%. So good news. Two potential taxes, both killed in Montana and South Dakota. Now, for the Cigar Dave Officers Club November 2018 selection, we have outdone ourselves. We're calling it the World of Davidoff, and it features three cigars, including, for the first time ever, a Davidoff-branded cigar. In the World of Davidoff November 2018 selection, we've got the Davidoff Winston Churchill, the late hour. We've got the Avo Synchro Nicaragua and the Camacho Corojo, big, bold cigar. But that Davidoff Winston Churchill late hour, that is the showstopper, featuring cigar tobaccos that are aged 6 months in old Scotch whiskey barrels. A fabulous cigar. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com and join right now.
Whether you say Semper Fi or sing Anchors Away, we salute you this Veterans Day for protecting our country and freedoms.
Or Semper Paratus, the theme song of the United States Coast Guard. Let us not forget them. Our Veterans Day commemoration here on the Cigar Dave Show. Veterans Day 2018 is tomorrow, Sunday, November 11th. 2018, designated as a federal holiday, though, for Monday, November 12th. And even though as a federal holiday, Veterans Day typically observed on November 11th every year, if it occurs on a Sunday, then the following Monday is designated as the federal holiday. And 2018, this year, marks the centennial commemoration of the end of World War I, 100 years ago, November 11th, 1918. The theme for the 2018 Veterans Day poster is The War to End All Wars, features a poppy and barbed wire. And in Canada and in Europe, I know Mick the Brit, traditionally they wear the poppy on their lapel or on their shirt, which commemorates Remembrance Day for them and would be our Veterans Day. Scotty Neal, a longtime friend of the Cigar Dave Show. We've had him on many times. He is a retired Green Beret, but I don't think, deep down, I think he's still going to be always active. But Scotty Neal, also a founder of American Freedom Distillery, which distills the Horse Soldier Bourbon and the Wrecker Silver Rum, and we will talk about that in just a little bit. But, Scotty, what is it most that you miss about being in the service, and what is it least that you don't miss?
Well, I think the most important thing you miss is just the camaraderie around everybody. And Green Berets, I was only on two teams for 17 years, right, of 12 men. And just like a firehouse or a police station, you form an incredible bond. Your kids grow up together. And then also there's this importance of purpose and mission. What I don't miss is getting up that early. And I don't miss putting on the fancy uniform for parades and ceremonies.
How about when you get those late-night calls? I'm sure you got calls saying you need to be here or here's what's – you know, we're not going to tell you what's going on or where you're going. Did that occur on a regular basis?
Well, I think I spoke about it before. On 9/11, we were actually on a training exercise for a mock terrorist event, and then to learn that it is real, we actually then departed on 28 September to go into the Middle East of 2001. So it is true, you know, at any time or any reason or any call, you can be deployed. You have to say goodbye to your family, and I'm not sure when I'll be back home.
Where did you serve? Where were you based through the 17 years?
I was based out of Fort Campbell, Kentucky, and that's home of the 5th Special Forces Group. And the 5th Special Forces Group area was the Middle East. So think all the way from Uzbekistan and Tajikistan all the way through Afghanistan and Pakistan into Iraq, Iran, so any of the Muslim regions and all of those things into North Africa, those are where we focused.
So really, CENTCOM was pretty much one-on-one on a regular
many
basis.
Many countries since the 90s, you know, I would spend 4 to 6 months in various countries doing anything from medical missions in Africa to treat villagers and their animals, to counterterrorism missions, to weapons of mass destruction. So if you go down the portfolio of special operations missions, you never knew until you got the folder that says this is your mission on this deployment.
So the Green Berets were not just about grabbing guns and going into territories and starting to gain territory and eliminate the enemy. In many cases, you were dealing with the locals, establishing goodwill.
Yeah, that's, you know, what's uniquely different to the Green Berets is we're by, with, and through. And our motto is free the oppressed. So we are the softer side of soft, right? We are more the diplomatic warrior that goes in and negotiates and gets there before the crisis and can defuse it before it comes into something that other major forces need to become involved.
And there is a misconception. Everybody thinks the Green Berets always go in with guns a-blazing, and what we've just learned, that's not true.
That's not true, but then again, we can come in the middle of the night and
when necessary.
Quickly take care of the situation.
The motto should be, we're the softer side of the military, but don't screw with us, because
right.
If you do, big trouble. Scotty Neal, a great veteran, served in Afghanistan, Green Beret for 17 years, Scotty?
Yes, sir.
17 years now, one of the co-founders of American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg, Florida. They are the distillers of Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and Wrecker Silver Rum. And the good news is, when we celebrate our Veterans Day National Cigar Litation and Libation Ceremony, we'll pair up a great cigar with their great bourbon as we continue.
The Cigar Dave Officers Club selection this month is the World of Davidoff, including the Davidoff Winston Churchill Late Hour. This complex cigar has robust flavors of black pepper, dark coffee, sweetness, old leather, and spiciness that tantalizes the palate. Want these cigars shipped directly to you each month? Log on to CigarDave.com to join the Officers Club.
In 1964, Jose O. Padron began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle. Always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padron cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padron controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padron family, it's called making great cigars. The Padron lines include the Padron 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padron Traditional traditional line. All Padron cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padron. For your Padron retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padron is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and...
A jewel of the North State. A place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State. From the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club. Corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
After the fires, the odds are that your HVAC system is now loaded with ash and contamination that will fill your house every time you start your heating system in the weeks ahead. Now's the time to get that ductwork cleaned and sanitized for your family's health. For more than a quarter century, Clean Air Duct Cleaning has been giving homeowners peace of mind every time their system comes on. Right now, Chris is offering up to 12 vents cleaned for $250. Get all the details at 356-4435. That's 356-4435.
Attention all hands. Manning the Watch is a show by veterans for veterans covering every branch of the uniformed service.
Listen every Saturday at 10 a.m. for the news and information all veterans need to know nationally and right here in Shasta County.
Listen live or streaming on the chat room at KCNR1460.com. Welcome aboard every Saturday morning for Manning the Watch, 10 a.m. on KCNR.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Pacific Justice Institute convinced a Marin County Superior Court to declare a voter-approved local property tax unconstitutional as applied to a local church. Cities cannot relabel their taxes to get around the tax-exempt status of churches in the state of California.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Unlimited and secure supply of pleasure sticks available for the general to enjoy. It's time for National Cigar Litation Maneuvers.
As we commemorate Veterans Day 2018, it is only appropriate we have a cigar that has some connection to the United States. And I can think of no better cigar than the Brick House Connecticut. This is the original Brick House. Did not have a Connecticut wrapper, but this unique Brick House with a very nice Connecticut shade wrapper, actually two types of Connecticut leaf. It is called the Brick House Double Connecticut, joins the original Brick House and Brick House Maduro. Third blend in the Brick House brand from J.C. Newman Cigars. The new blend uses a USA Connecticut shade-grown wrapper and a Connecticut broadleaf binder. And I'm talking USA Connecticut, not Ecuadorian Connecticut. All Nicaraguan filler, comes in six different sizes. I have pulled out the Mighty Mighty. Because when you think about the United States Armed Forces and our great veterans, they are indeed mighty. 6 1/4 inches in length with a 60 ring gauge, almost an inch in diameter for the ring gauge, 60/64ths of an inch. Suggested retail, $7, not going to break the bank. Rolled at their Pensa factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, and the original brick house line launched in 1937, but resurrected in 2009, and the brick house Connecticut, Double Connecticut, launched in 2017, just about a year and a half ago, and that's what I will enjoy today.
Cigar-altering and highly sharpened leaf-exposing device.
Well, I've got, it almost looks like a bat. This is a double-edged stainless steel guillotine. You open it up, there's a little lever release, put the cigar in, and boom, one shot is all you need, and that's what I will use today.
Maximum BTU flame-throwing and heat-producing apparatus.
We spare no expense to bring the finest litation devices to, I should say, me, really, because that's what the Cigar Dave R&D laboratory guys do. And this thing we just call the blowtorch. That's all we call it, the blowtorch, because it looks like a welding torch. Just got one single flame. Trust me, if you are engaged in battle against an enemy, fire this bad boy up, and you will vaporize the enemy. That's what I would use today from the Cigar Dave R&D Laboratories, the guys with the white pocket protectors.
Cigar pre-litation checklist complete. No faults detected.
Area clear of all enemies of pleasure.
Approval to go throttle up in 3, 2, 1.
And by the way, just in case Robert Mueller is listening, there is no Russian tobacco in this cigar or in the litation device or in this cutter. And if I am subpoenaed, I will not lie. I will testify under oath to all of the aforementioned facts. All right, I've just cut the end of my Brick House Double Connecticut Mighty Mighty. I will toast the foot of this cigar. And you can hear the massive flame coming from the torch, as we call it. Scott, if you had one of these things on your hip pocket when you were in Afghanistan, trust me, this is better than one of those flamethrowers.
I think so. I could have saved many a lonely night with my own torch.
By the way, let's talk about, as I just toast the foot of this Brick House Double Connecticut, were you able to bring cigars over into the Afghan theater of operations?
Well, initially we had a few that we took, right? And then we started getting our care packages, and that became that kind of little victory from home. And,
right.
You know, different guys would get different things. Some were a little dried out. I think Grandma and Mom and Dad really didn't know how to pack very well. And there, at the time, there was no, you know, official support like what you see today, you know, of boxes upon boxes of different nonprofits and everything sending over cigars.
Well, the manufacturers would always send over cigars,
yep.
And the FDA, under the Obama administration, enacted the deeming regulations for cigars, which are being challenged in court, and the support that the cigar industry is receiving from the House and the Senate on a bipartisan basis has been fantastic, but they've not been able to overturn the regulations yet. But one of them is that manufacturers can't give away any free cigars.
Mm-hmm.
And they requested a ruling, a clarification from the FDA, from the Tobacco Control Division, saying, look, we want to give these to our soldiers,
yep,
overseas. Can we still do that? The FDA said, absolutely not. Cannot do it, which to me is unconscionable. Screw the FDA. Robert Zeller, I call him, or Mitch Zeller is his name. I call him Mitch Zealot, who leads that division at the FDA, at the forefront of that. So really, as far as I'm concerned, that is unacceptable, because the number one requested item, there are two requested items. Scotty, you know what I'm going to say. Cigars and coffee from our service members overseas. Two number one and two requested items.
Exactly, and coffee for the morning and cigar for the little victory at night. Whether you had a hard day serving or you survived the battlefield or you're remembering a lost individual, the ritual overseas of having a cigar and sharing it, whether it's members of your command or you know, even the locals with you talking about American tradition, is probably one of the most important things you experience as a soldier.
And this Brick House Double Connecticut, very nice, medium-bodied, very smooth. And we are going to sample two. We're not going to just have one for this Veterans Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show. We're going to have two libation samples, both from the distillery in which Scotty is a founding member and partner, American Freedom Distillery. First up, actually, before we do that, hit it, Sergeant Steve.
Scotch, bourbon, and beer.
Commence thirst-quenching libationary maneuvers.
Scotty, you are one of the co-founders of American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg. And before we get into the distillery, let's talk about the first spirit we will sample. This is the Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey, and this is the 95 proof.
Yes, it is. So Horse Soldier, we were part of the first Green Berets into Afghanistan in 9/11, and we didn't know it at the time, but the only way to get around the Taliban, who had captured tanks from Russians and earlier engagements, was on horseback. So the symbol on our bottle is actually the Horse Soldier statue at Ground Zero, and it is made by us, former team members of ODA 595, 511, Triple Nickel, and others who were some of the original Green Berets, and it's a fine wheated bourbon.
It is, and before I say that, you made the transition from protecting the American dream to living the American dream.
Yes, so we make whiskey, not war now. So if you think about from the American Revolution, when all the farmers who took up arms to found this great country returned home, and that's how you converted your old grains was into whiskey.
George Washington.
Yes, George Washington.
General Washington, first president. He was a distiller.
And the Whiskey Rebellion, which once again,
that's right.
Taxation without representation. The very first tax in America was a tax on whiskey.
There you go. And I like what it says here on the bottle. Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey, legendary men, legendary spirits. And this
yes.
is the Reserve Select. And on the back it says, the United States of America was forged by pioneers, bold trailblazers, explorers, and warriors. In the American spirit of adventure, we proudly present Horse Soldier Bourbon. And it is a wheated bourbon. And as I take a sip of this, I'll have you tell me about it and the mash bill. And let's see.
Smooth.
Oh, it is smooth. Got a little... tad bit of warmth, not a lot. Smooth. Definitely get a little of the woody notes. I'm getting a little bit of sweetness, a little tanginess. This is very pleasant.
Thank you very much. It's amazing that when you hear veterans are making bourbon and whiskey, they're kind of patriotic. They buy a bottle, then we get so many comments back that actually say it doesn't suck. So
that's a great comment. Tried your whiskey. Doesn't suck.
Yep.
How about, hey, your whiskey was great. Love the
exactly.
complexity of it. The flavor in my mouth was overwhelming. An explosion of palatial flavors and notes. Oh, no, it doesn't suck.
Well, you know, they don't expect that we had took our time and learned from around the world. We really traveled to Scotland and Ireland. And we were mentored by some of the greatest distillers this country has to offer. When they found out we were on this journey to make bourbon, it wasn't a gimmick, it wasn't a marketing ploy. They really embraced us, and they taught us all the behind-the-velvet secrets that you don't get with a distillery tour.
So 51% corn by law, we know.
That's bourbon. So we're a 70% corn, 20% wheat, and 10% barley. The barley activates the yeast initially, and the wheat is where you see the sweetness
right.
and the softness. And I call it the little victory in every bottle.
All right. Before we'll talk more about the Horse Soldier Reserve Select Bourbon Whiskey in a bit. But next, we're going to try another spirit on this Veterans Day. This is the Wrecker Silver Rum, a superior silver rum crafted using the finest grade natural ingredients from American Freedom Distillery. Scotty, what is Wrecker?
Wrecker is a Viking word for warrior wanderer. So if you think about all of us, especially in special operations, you're alone in small teams, you're on the frontiers of the world. Sometimes you think you're a pirate, but then again, you know, the Vikings included their families. There's a lot of history about how they explored the world.
And you have two birds above
the ravens.
The ravens. That's what I thought they were, the ravens.
So if you think about ravens, ravens intellectually are on the same level as a chimpanzee and a dolphin. They can use tools. They have empathy. A gathering of ravens is called a conspiracy. So we chose it as our spirit animal for rum. And we chose rum. If you think about before the Boston Tea Party, there was the Sugar Act. And that's what really started the descent of America, was the taxation of sugar coming from the Caribbean that made rum.
Actually, Scotty, let me correct you. A gathering of ravens is a team that is 4-5 right now.
Oh, okay.
But they are better than my Bills at 2-7. I couldn't resist that. I'm formerly from Baltimore, and I've got some friends that have been rubbing it in. And I looked at them and said, have you looked at your team's record? I think Harbaugh is going to be the next to go. But in any event, so this silver rum, let me take a sip of it here. Wow, that is soft. A little bit of sweetness. Very, very tame. Nice.
So what's happened in America with rum, we've been given this industrial overprocessed rum as cheap as they can make it, and then we put sugar into it, and we put beach drinks, because this is Florida. And what we found is we really, about a year ago, we sailed from St. Petersburg, Florida to Cuba in the 50th anniversary of the regatta. And then we jumped ship and we learned how to make rum. And what we learned was using fresh pressed sugar cane, not molasses, was the key to a great rum.
This is very pleasant. And, you know, this reminds me, it's smooth like a vodka with just a hint of sweetness. And you told me you're also aging rum in your Horse Soldier bourbon barrels.
Yeah, right, so just think about it. When we pour out our barrels, which is the most expensive part of making spirits, we have an empty barrel. So we're storing half of our rum, and the silver is what we sell now. In a couple years, we'll have an aged rum product.
And how many years? About 2 years?
About 2 years to 3 years. We don't know yet. This is be our first badge.
So you got to see. And what's the aging on the Horse Soldier bourbon whiskey?
Our aging right now is 5 years.
5 years, yeah. Which is long.
Hey, it's Bad Bob, producer for Free Fire Radio, the very best way to start your day in the North State. Every Monday through Friday from 7 to 9, Carl and Linda Bott bring you what's happening in our community, from politics to entertainment and the issues you care about. If you like what you're hearing, won't you please tell a friend that local live radio is what we're all about? I love my job. Tune in and find out why right here Monday through Friday, 7 to 9 a.m. on the home of Free Fire Media, KCNR 1460.
Are you struggling financially? Swallowed up in debt? Are you looking to buy a house but are not sure of your credit standing?
What does that credit score even mean?
Why are there three different bureaus?
What score is most important?
Looking for a local expert?
Give me, Joe Radola, a call. Your credit affects everything from borrowing money to landing that perfect job. With over 40 years of providing financial services, I am committed to helping you achieve your goal. I can provide you with full credit report and in-depth review for only $25. Let me provide you with the tools you need to improve your credit standing and your financial freedom. Give me a call today, Joe Radola, 941-3021, or on the web at jrdebtconsulting.com. Your local choice in credit repair.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Really wanted to learn about the better side of America, and that's starting your own business.
And how many partners are there in American Freedom Distillery?
Right now there are 10 partners. We have one very fine and beautiful, Elizabeth. She really is the Snow White. All the packaging, labeling, bottling, everything. You know, our wives are involved as well. They help in the ancillary activities, the tastings and everything else. Our kids help bottle. So this really becomes a family of families business amongst us foreign veterans serving together.
And where can our alphas find the Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey and the Wrecker Rum?
Well, it's always online. You got to, you know, admire what happens if you go to our website, www.AmericanFreedomDistillery.com, all one word, into our web store. You can buy directly online. There's a few states, according to our government, that we can't ship to, but we do hit almost, you know, 40-some-odd states that we're able to ship to.
So you can ship distilled spirits to 40 states?
Yes. It's you know, after Prohibition, the government gave every state to control its own liquor law. So it really started with the wine clubs that enabled interstate shipments. So we're learning all of these laws. In Florida, I can't sell it to you directly. Believe it or not, there's a third party that you order through on my line online. But it's also a way that I get to keep my customer. Because in retail world, I may make it, but ABC Liquors is where you go buy it. So I never get to meet my customer. So for online sales, it's a way for me to introduce our brand. You're able to buy it, and then I'm able to tell you about our story.
So you can ship it, you said 40 other states,
yep.
No problem.
Yeah, right there. As soon as you check in the store, it'll tell you exactly where it can go. It tells you how long. Some states, you know, have particular signing measures for the bottles. Obviously, you have to be 21 years old. You know, it's really opened up to small businesses. So you think about small craft distilleries. Since World War II, it went from about 4 to 7 distilleries, right, to over 1,500. And so small craft distilleries have to compete against million and billion dollar publicly traded companies with endless marketing budgets. So it's the only way that I can spend my money, introduce myself, and gain a customer at the same time.
Now, when you open the distillery here in St. Petersburg in 2019 for tours, the good news in the state of Florida, thanks to our good friends at St. Augustine Distillery, they were able to get the law passed. So now every person can buy 2 bottles of each brand per year.
It's actually expanded since then.
It has.
Yes, we have to chip away and carve at it. What we fight is it's probably the toughest battle. I mean, I've taken over Afghanistan and Iraq littler time than I have my own legislation in this country. And it started off with just 2 bottles per person per year.
Right.
We're up to 6 bottles per person per year. But then again, if you think about all of the craft beer in Florida and just the tourism, we're way behind the rest of the country that does not inhibit small business growth. They allow you to actually buy it by the cocktail, just like a beer in a brew pub can serve you their beer. We still can't. So it's a big, I had to learn to be a warrior at night. Now I have to learn how to fight legislative battles in this town.
Well, the good news in Tallahassee is they're figuring it out, because when they look at the tourism, you go to St. Augustine Distillery and the old ice factory, it is incredible. I've been up there numerous times. The number of people that visit, that brings money into an area. Same thing with American Freedom Distillery. They'll be coming in here, walking out with 6 bottles guaranteed of each. So
if you think about it, there are 14 million visitors to St. Pete Clearwater Beaches, right? Right now in the state of Kentucky, the Bourbon Trail experiences 1.2 million visitors to the Bourbon Trail. I have the opportunity to expose my Florida product in Florida to over 14 million visitors in one shot in my distillery. So, you know, how do you take that message and I deliver it to Wall Street like Mr. Smith and say, hey, you're really inhibiting my brand and my small business, and I can't compete against billion-dollar distributors who want to stop me.
Interesting. So, you know, the key is that once people come in and find it, they're going to keep coming back. So that's a great thing. And as you keep growing and expanding, it's good for St. Petersburg. It's good for Florida. It's good for tourism. It's good for everybody.
Everybody wins.
All right. Got to take a short time out. We will continue our Veterans Day commemoration today on the Cigar Dave Show.
Honoring those who don the uniform to protect our country.
Protect our country.
We salute you. From the Cigar Dave Show.
Gurkha has just launched 3 new cigars at the Cigar Dave Alpha Pleasure Fest on the water in Buffalo. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold. All 3 unique flavor profiles. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, more traditional, mild, and creamy cigar, typically found in many of the high-end Dominican cigars. Exquisite flavor, very velvety on the palate, featuring an Ecuadorian De Florada wrapper. The Gurkha Marquesa, very Cubanesque all the way around from flavor and packaging. With an earthy Sumatra wrapper, Gurkha Marquesa is a bold, well-balanced, medium-bodied, and spicy cigar. The Gurkha Ghost Gold, a little different than the regular Gurkha Ghost, more flavor, a little bit bolder, featuring an Ecuadorian Habano wrapper. Instead of a sweet flavor on the Gurkha Ghost, it's a more nutty and earthy profile. The Gurkha Chateau Privé, the Gurkha Marquesa, and Gurkha Ghost Gold, 3 new cigars just launched by Gurkha. Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, The November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium full rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Synchro Nicaragua, beautiful square pressed cigar, and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big, bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, the World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Gets you fantastic cigars. CigarDave.com and become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Don't go anywhere. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. Just one more minute until Cigar Dave returns. Your five-star general is back in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Force theme, as on this Veterans Day, we pay tribute to every service member and every veteran and every branch of the military. Veterans Day once again occurs tomorrow, but it's officially commemorated on Monday. Just a brief history: in 1954, President Dwight D. Eisenhower officially changed the name of the holiday from Armistice Day to Veterans Day. And in 1968, the Congress passed to make sure it was celebrated on November 11th or the first Monday thereafter. Our allies, our friends in Great Britain, France, Australia, Canada, they commemorate the veterans of World War I, World War II by Remembrance Day. And in Europe, the Commonwealth country, they observe 2 minutes of silence at 11 a.m. every November 11th. Not a bad idea. I think we should pay tribute to our veterans. I stop just for a moment, and we are paying tribute to our veterans. And as we continue our next hour from the American Freedom Distillery with our special guest, Scotty Neal, I say a great veteran and retired member of the Green Beret, 17 years serving this country very capably and nobly. Now he is a distiller. We'll continue our number two of his Veterans Day edition of the...
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin. And in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. and tragically 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com, I'm Ron DeRostro. The death toll in the wildfire that tore through a Northern California community now stands at 23 after the Butte County Sheriff's investigators discovered 14 additional bodies today, 3 days after the fire broke out. He says some of the victims were found in cars, others in houses. The fire has become the third deadliest in California history. Wildfires in Southern California have killed two people. L.A. County Sheriff's Chief John Benedict says those bodies were found burned in a vehicle in a driveway in Malibu. Benedict says five cities in the L.A. area remain under evacuation orders.
The city of Westlake Village, Hidden Hills, Calabasas, Agora, and Malibu. Those areas are still under evacuation, and we ask people to not go back into those areas because, quite frankly, it's still not safe.
The winds that drove the blazes calmed a bit today and allowed firefighters to make their first progress in stopping them. President Trump and French President Macron looked like best buds today, even though Mr. Trump has said he was insulted by Macron's comment that Europe can no longer depend on the U.S. for its defense. Meeting with the president this morning at the Elysee Palace, Macron explained his statement.
I do share President Trump's view that we need a much better burden sharing within NATO, and that's why I do believe that my proposals for European defense are totally consistent with that, because it means more Europe within NATO, more capacity in order to take our part of the burden. And I think it's very fair and it's very important.
Meanwhile, the bad weather in northern France led the White House to cancel the president's planned visit to an American military cemetery today and honor the World War service members. The official celebration of the armistice of World War I 100th anniversary is tomorrow. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Thinking about life insurance? What if you could make one free phone call and learn your best price from nearly a dozen highly rated price competitive companies? Well, that's exactly what happens when you call SelectQuote Life. For example, George is 40. He was getting sky-high quotes from other companies because he takes meds to control his blood pressure. But when I shopped around, I found him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. I'm SelectQuote agent Dan Savino. And believe me, if SelectQuote isn't shopping for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 800-607-3551. That's 800-607-3551. 800-607-3551. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Asia Bibi remains in Pakistan, unable to leave and still under the threat of death.
Bibi, a Pakistani Christian woman, was acquitted of blasphemy charges by Pakistan's Supreme Court, but riots by Islamists prevented her escape to the West. Her ordeal started in 2009 after two fellow women farm workers refused to drink from the same container as a Christian and later said Bibi had insulted Muhammad. The claim led to her arrest and 2010 death sentence on blasphemy charges. In Pakistan, a mere accusation of blasphemy has caused riots, even lynching. Human rights groups have said Pakistan's blasphemy law is often used as an excuse to settle scores or as a weapon against religious minorities. Bibi's been hiding in Islamabad since her release earlier this week. Keith Peters reporting.
Birthdays today, former Georgia Republican Senator Saxby Chambliss celebrating 75 years. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Voters in conservative Utah have decided to join the growing number of states legalizing medical marijuana.
Utah will be on the list of more than 30 states allowing patients legal access to medical marijuana after the plan maintained a vote lead in Friday's tabulations. The measure will be revised, though, under a compromise that won the approval of the Mormon Church. The religion had opposed the ballot proposal over fears it could lead to broader use, but after months of fierce debate, agreed to the deal. It will change the law by blocking marijuana edibles like cookies that might appeal to children and won't allow people to grow their own marijuana if they live too far from a dispensary. Patrick Frost reporting.
In California's Orange County, Democrat Harley Ruda has upset 15-term Republican Congressman Dana Rohrabacher. The updated vote count showed Ruda with 52% of the vote, about 8,500 more than Rohrabacher. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? Every week there's a new chapter. To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program, Sunday morning at 9 a.m. on KCNR 1460 AM with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
To the world of cigars, spirits, and diversions. The Cigar and Pleasure Friendly Hotlines are open. 877-DAVE-007. Now, fire up a cigar and pour yourself a cocktail. It's time for the General Cigar Dave.
Tomorrow and again Monday, Veterans Day. Officially, it's tomorrow, November 11th, but the government commemoration is on Monday. Well, we'll celebrate it for both days because, frankly, we cannot do enough for our great veterans. And as we come to you today from American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg, there is a great Veterans Day correlation, and that is because the 10 partners and founders of American Freedom Distillery, including our special guest today, Scotty Neal, they're all retired Green Berets, and we have been sampling their Horse Soldier Bourbon Whiskey, their Wrecker Silver Rum, enjoying our Brick House, Mighty Mighty Double Connecticut, all in the spirit of Veterans Day. And in this coming hour, two very important items that we will get to that I could not continue commemorating Veterans Day unless in any way, shape, or form, we brought these two items up. I wish I didn't have to, but we shall. As always, the General and the Alpha Male in Chief, front and center. I invite you to follow us on social media. If you followed me during election night and the election thereafter, you know I was active. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. Just go to CigarDave.com, upper right-hand corner. You will see all the links to our social media pages. You can go there, click on it, and follow us. Twitter is at Cigar Dave Show, Facebook and Instagram, both Cigar Dave. And it is my pleasure to welcome back Scotty Neal of American Freedom Distillery. Scotty, I want to bring up something because you have been in Afghanistan, and I wish I didn't have to bring this story up and even and talk about this story, but it really is a tragic story, and I want to get your input on it. 39-year-old North Ogden, Utah Mayor Brent Taylor was shot and killed Saturday by an Afghan commando he was training, who was then killed by Afghan forces. He's a member of the National Guard serving in Afghanistan, scheduled to return back to U.S. soil in January, and unfortunately he returned back to U.S. soil, Dover Air Force Base in Delaware, this past week, where his wife was there on hand to greet the casket. And he leaves behind his wife, Jenny, seven children ranging from 11 months to 13 years of age. And it is believed it is the first time a serving mayor was killed in the line of duty serving our country overseas. He had been the town's mayor since North Ogden's mayor since 2013, a member of the city council before that. He was, according to Brent Chug, who served as North Ogden's temporary mayor during Taylor's deployment, he said Brent Taylor was a dynamic individual, very forward-thinking, accomplished great things for our city. Longtime member of the Utah National Guard, in January, he was deployed to Afghanistan, served an earlier tour there as a combat advisor to the Afghan Border Police, completing two tours in Iraq. People just in North Ogden across the country just devastated. 38th U.S. military member killed in action in Afghanistan since the beginning of 2015. Since October 2001, 2,270 of our great men and women service members have lost their life in defense of this country. And it is really heartbreaking. Scotty, when you hear about this, he was actually training other Afghans in service of their country. And this Afghan turned on him, was embedded, and ultimately Mayor Taylor lost his life. And I'm sure you can this is hard for everybody, and certainly for you as a Green Beret and Afghan veteran.
It becomes, you know, difficult to understand, especially a lot of the people. You know, when war first kicked off, it was courageous. It was a reprisal for 9/11. And now that it's 17 years later, America really has gone on. And so when they hear this kind of death, it makes everybody question why. And it makes us, you know, ask our leaders, why are we still there and everything? But the soldiers themselves that are still in Afghanistan, they're facing the hardest mission that we could face. Usually an enemy shoots you in the front. Yet we're experiencing what's happening today is your allies are shooting you in the back. And so, you know, it's the hardest thing to prepare for, train for. It's unknown, it's sudden. And, you know, it takes a great mental toll on those that are still serving the Afghans and the ones that want to be part of their country in transition is to figure out who actually just wants to kill you in the middle of the night or in broad daylight.
Here is an American service member in assisting the Afghans in getting their country back up, in training their armed forces, and yet somebody that he may have been working with for months, who knows, weeks, months, and all of a sudden, boom, just turns on him. You don't know who to trust.
You don't know who to trust, and that's part of the psychological warfare that's going on right now, and they understand America's weakness is our desire to continue to fight. Militarily, they can't take us on directly. They really tried with the IEDs, and America's not, you know, on the battlefield like we used to be, so they're adapting very quickly. And then you got to ask yourself, what motivates an individual to want to shoot an American knowing that they're going to get shot and killed next? Is it some kind of financial gain or reward to their family? Is somebody else training them, or they're just saying, hey, you know, go join, and I want you to do this, this, and this, and it might take a year, and then poof, it's your opportunity, execute.
What did you experience when you were in Afghanistan dealing with the Afghans? Were you mistrustful? Were you always one eye kind of open just in case?
Well, you have to be. So the hardest part about being a Green Beret is training by, with, and through, and especially when some of them were foreign enemies. It was the same thing in Iraq. You know, what you're trying to do is motivate them for their end state and a vision for their own country. But you never know. There could be a bounty on your head. Somebody, you know, could be, has their family kidnapped and they have to give retribution in order to get their family back. There's all these factors. And that was why we always had no sleep, because we basically had to be on guard and on watch for our own selves and our inner circle 24 hours a day.
And when you were there initially, what was the reception you got? You came in on horseback, and the first thing you told me was you had to gain trust with a lot of the a very unsophisticated group, really,
right,
that were fighting the Taliban.
So if you think about the Afghanistan and a lot of these countries, it's a tribal society, honor, shame, duty, respect, all of these things like the old Wild West meant a lot. So we had to, you know, start. The first thing you do is prove that you're capable and competent. They didn't know who you were. None of them ever had been more than 100 miles from their village. They didn't know about 9/11. They don't know what the World Trade Center is. They just knew that you were there for your revenge, and they understood it. And so we fought their common enemy. Then we talked about our families. We talked about what every human wants, which was a basic right to exist and be alive. So that's how we created the friendship. And then we fought small battles together. They saw us fight. We saw them fight. We treated their wounded. We went the extra mile. And now we became ingrained. In Afghan, that's the culture. You know, if we fight together, you know, we become brothers together.
You told me a story where you said, well, we can do this, this, and this. And they said, yeah, we've heard that before. How are you going to do it? And you gave them the binoculars and said, here, watch this. And you made a call. Talk about that.
So, you know, what it is, what needed to change on the battlefield, if you think about World War One, that took the tank to break trench warfare, the Afghan militias and small tribal elements, they couldn't get around the tanks that were left over from the Soviets, so they needed something to disrupt the battlefield. And for them, they didn't know what 12 men could do. And what they thought is, okay, I already have 500 horsemen. What are 12 more going to do? And we showed them what American 21st century firepower and air power looked like. It's unimaginable when nothing comes from the sky and the bunker suddenly explodes in front of you. It's magic. And they thought it was almost a voodoo magic. They called them Alakas, the god warriors with thunderbolts and lightning. And they'd never seen a B-52. They don't know what all of this was on the battlefield. And we instantly changed the momentum, and we broke the back of the Taliban within weeks.
So you make the call to the B-52 to fire.
Right.
He's watching it. What was the reaction?
Well, for us, the Special Forces to the Air Force is very transactional. Hey, you, this is me. I've got great coordinates. I want you to drop a payload. Adjust for fire. To the Afghans, it's all gibberish, talking into a magic box, and then all of a sudden you count down because the Air Force tells you, you know, 30 seconds out, 10 seconds out, you're pointing to the Afghans, no, look, and all of a sudden, poof.
Boom.
It just explodes.
What was their reaction? I mean, they must have been like, how?
It was, you know, stand-up cheering and jeering, dancing around. You know, it became, instantly they knew the war had changed in one bombing. That was it. They knew that they had the courage. And what happened is they sent riders like Paul Revere to the other villages. And it went from maybe 30 to 100 militiamen to over 5,000 horsemen and infantry within 2 weeks.
But instead of saying the British are coming, they were screaming, the Americans are coming.
That's
the Americans
right.
are coming.
That's
They're
right.
here.
They've come to help us save Afghanistan.
Well, Mayor and Major Brent Taylor's wife, in a Facebook post, said the following: Brent may have died on Afghan soil, but he died for the success of freedom and democracy in both of our countries. She and her husband urged Americans to exercise their precious right to vote. It seems only fitting, she said, that her husband has come home to U.S. soil in a flag-draped casket on our election day. It's beautiful to see over 4 million Afghan men and women brave threats and deadly attacks to vote in Afghanistan's first parliamentary elections in 8 years. The strong turnout, despite the attacks and challenges, was a success for the long-suffering people of Afghanistan and for the cause of human freedom, Mayor and Major Taylor wrote. As the USA gets ready to vote in our own election next week, this is written before the election, before he passed away, I hope everyone back home exercises their precious right to vote, and that whether the Republicans or the Democrats win, that we all remember that we have far more as Americans than unites us that divides us. United we stand, divided we fall. God bless America. And Mayor and Major Taylor was a military intelligence officer with Joint Force Headquarters, served 2 tours in Iraq on his 2nd tour in Afghanistan, and may he rest in peace. And a little bit later on, we'll tell you about another atrocity that occurred, mocking one of our veterans who lost his eye really in defense of this nation while serving overseas. And it is just unconscionable how this took place. It was on Saturday Night Live, which I have not watched for probably well over a year, year and a quarter, because frankly, it's not funny. And back in the good old days, it was funny, but never when it was John Belushi or Dan Aykroyd or Jane Curtin or Billy Crystal or any of the big names, never would they have resorted to really mocking and making fun of a member of our military, ever. They knew where the line was, and these clowns today, unfortunately, don't. We will continue our Veterans Day commemoration. We're at St. Petersburg, correction, American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg. We've got Scott Neal, Green Beret, retired Green Beret, and one of the 10 co-founders of American Freedom Distillery, as I enjoy my Horse Soldier Bourbon and my Brick House Double Connecticut. We pay tribute to all of our great men and women who served in the armed forces as we commemorate Veterans Day 2008.
Freedom isn't free. It takes dedicated soldiers to protect this great country. The Cigar Dave Show honors those who served on this Veterans Day.
As we celebrate Veterans Day weekend, wanted to take a few minutes to talk about the results of this week's election, some of which are still not done, and go over a couple of interesting developments in the world of cigars as it pertains to potential cigar tobacco tax increases, which voters in Montana and South Dakota had an opportunity to weigh in on earlier this week. First up, we will talk later in our Veterans Day edition of today's Cigar Dave show with Scotty Neal. We'll talk about the outrageous skit that was done, the mocking of Dan Crenshaw, a former Navy SEAL, who lost one of his eyes, has lost his eyesight in one of his eyes due to an IED explosion in Afghanistan. And on SNL, they mocked him. We'll get to that a little bit later on. But the good news, Dan Crenshaw, who prior to that SNL mocking, many people didn't really know, former Navy SEAL, believe it or not, he was a one-time President Trump critic, won his race for a congressional seat in the Houston area. He's 34 years old. He was elected to the U.S. House this past Tuesday, beating out Democrat Todd Litton in the vacant Houston area district. Former Navy SEAL, as I mentioned, he's now being lauded as a Republican rising star. So good to see that. We'll keep an eye on him in Washington. Also, we talked about the untimely passing of a good friend of ours, the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch in Nevada, Dennis Huff, who was running for Nevada State Assembly on the Republican line. Well, on Monday, he was laid to rest in a lipstick red casket that was strewn with roses, a floral arrangement approximating the silhouettes of two mating rabbits marked his grave, perfect for Dennis. The next day, he was posthumously elected to the Nevada State Assembly as a Republican, died October 16th at the age of 72, and Tuesday, he beat the Democrat with 63% of the vote. Now, another Republican will fill his seat for the Nevada State Assembly. So, interesting development there. Now, two potential taxes, cigar tax raises, in Montana and South Dakota. First up in Montana. I-185, an issue of 185, sought to raise the tax on other tobacco products, including premium cigars, by 33 to 83% of the wholesale price. The good news, the bill was defeated. It lost. 53% of the voters said, nope, don't want any more taxes. Especially to fund Medicaid. Not happening. In South Dakota, voters voted on Initiative Measure 25 that would increase the tax on cigarettes as well as other tobacco products, including cigars, from 35 to 55% of the wholesale price. They rejected it by 55%. So good news. Two potential taxes, both killed in Montana and South Dakota. Now, for the Cigar Dave Officers Club November 2018 selection, we have outdone ourselves. We're calling it the World of Davidoff, and it features three cigars, including, for the first time ever, a Davidoff-branded cigar. In the World of Davidoff November 2018 selection, we've got the Davidoff Winston Churchill, the late hour. We've got the Alvo Synchro Nicaragua and the Camacho Corojo, big, bold cigar. But that Davidoff, Winston Churchill, late hour, that is the showstopper, featuring cigar tobaccos that are aged 6 months in old scotch whiskey barrels. A fabulous cigar. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go to CigarDave.com and join right now.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard.
No matter which branch
you served this great country, and we salute you this Veterans Day.
Anchors Away, the theme song of the United States Navy. And as we know, there's a major rivalry between Army and Navy, between both branches of service, as well as on the football field. Scotty Neal, former retired Army Green Beret and founder of co-founder of American Freedom Distillery here in St. Petersburg, our special guest as we originate from his distillery here and enjoying his great Horse Soldier bourbon whiskey and their Wrecker Silver Rum. Scotty, I'm sure you have told a few Navy jokes in your day. You want to share any?
How do you separate the men from the boys in the Navy? With crowbars. So, you know, it's funny, all this ribbing aside and everything, my brother served in the Navy, my dad served in the Air Force, now our sons are serving in the Air Force, in the Army, so we've kind of got a blended family, but nobody was crazy enough to go into the Marines, so we're good.
That's it. So here's some other jokes. You know, I'm going to give one for Army. I got to balance it here. You know why the Army football team should change its name to the Opossums?
No.
Because they play dead at home and get killed on the road.
That's right. Oh, Army.
What do you get when you breed a groundhog and a West Point cadet? 6 more weeks of bad football. I got to find a few Navy ones here to balance it out. So, because I got a lot of. Oh, wait a minute. Here, let's see. No, I can't repeat that one on the air. It's all in good fun. And you know what? To me, that Army Navy rivalry, no matter. The teams could both be winless throughout the course of the year, which they're not. They're both have won. But when you look at that rivalry, it's highlighted just on that day. CBS broadcast that. Now it's from, Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Yep.
But when you look at that game, the pageantry, the rivalry, the President Trump attended last year.
Commander-in-Chief's Cup.
Commander-in-Chief's Cup. It really is something very special, a cool rivalry, and everybody in the stands dressed in their, you know, their military best. It really is a cool tradition.
It is one of the oldest traditions in football, certainly. And if you look somebody in the Army, even down to the enlisted side and those that attend the academies, just the amount of preparation, the pranks they play on each other, the videos, the amount of, you know, flying off of carriers and submarines and just the taunting that goes on in the parking lot especially. And then the game all comes to a quick stop with the playing of the national anthem and the colors, and then it's on. And then, but there's a lot of hugs and kisses, and let's celebrate afterwards, no matter who won.
All right, here's a quick random Air Force joke for you. Since we've got the Navy, the Army, we've got to do an Air Force. How many Air Force cadets does it take to change a flat tire? 3. 2 to go for a beer, and 1 to call daddy.
That's right.
I guess there's the Air Force, there's a little
bit of the gentleman's force.
The gentleman's force. Okay, interesting. I guess we see, I'm trying to remember. I'd say Muffy would be the guy's girlfriend, but Biff, yep. Captain Biff and his girlfriend Muffy in the Air Force. No, we appreciate everybody's service, and we're all doing it in good fun. Scotty Neal, a Green Beret Army veteran, American Freedom Distillery co-founder, our guest as we commemorate Veterans Day. When we come back, we'll talk about Pete Davidson's uncalled-for joke. And it really wasn't a joke because it wasn't funny. Nothing funny about it. Against Dan Crenshaw last Saturday night on SNL. We will talk about that as we continue.
The November selection for the Cigar Dave Officers Club is the World of Davidoff, including the Avo Synchro Nicaragua. This smoke combines Nicaraguan and Dominican tobaccos, creating a smooth and balanced box-pressed cigar with unexpected depth and complexity. Not a member of the Officers Club? Get premium cigars shipped directly to you every month by signing up today at CigarDave.com.
In 1964, José O. Padrón began rolling cigars bearing his name in modest surroundings with one guiding principle: always focus on quality, never on quantity. Nearly 40 years later, Padrón cigars are recognized for their superior taste and majestic construction. The result of Padrón controlling all aspects of the cigar-making process, including planting their own seeds, growing and curing their own tobacco, and constantly supervising the rolling room. To Wall Street, it is called vertical integration. To the Padrón family, it's called making great cigars. The Padrón lines include the Padrón 1964 Anniversary Series and the Padrón Traditional line. All Padrón cigars are wrapped in Nicaraguan sun-grown Habano tobacco, available in natural or maduro. Experience Padrón. For your Padrón retailer, call 1-800-453-5635. When Padrón is on the band, quality is a matter of family honor.
Surgeon General warning. Tobacco use increases the risk of infertility, stillbirth, and low birth.
ACR 1460, your town hall of the Shasta County airwaves with news and talk that matters to our community. Weekdays 9 to noon, the Laura Ingram Show, your healthy radio addiction. Dave Ramsey from noon to 3, celebrating 25 years of answering life's tough money questions. And 3 to 6, drive home with Mark Levin, one of America's most popular conservative commentators and constitutional expert. KCNR 1460, with you throughout the day on your radio or streaming live. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a 4-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant the third Friday of each month in the 8 a.m. hour here on locally owned KCNR.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Steck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Our
The Marines hymn. Everybody thinks it's called From the Halls of Montezuma to the Shores of Tripoli. It is actually just called the Marines hymn, the official hymn of the United States Marine Corps, introduced by the first director of the United States Marine Corps Band, Francesco Maria Scala. Here's a little fact. It is the oldest official song in the United States Armed Forces, and it is typically sung at the position of attention as a gesture of respect. The third verse is used as a toast during formal events such as the birthday ball and other ceremonies. A very, very popular song, and I remember the first time I probably heard it was when the Boston Pops, Arthur Fiedler, at one of the July 4th concerts played it. But it is certainly a very recognized song. From the halls of Montezuma to the shores of Tripoli, we fight our country's battles in the air, on land and sea. And when you want to learn more about the history of the Marines, why do they talk about the shores of Tripoli? Very interesting. Goes way, way back. I think I want to say almost 200 years with the United States Marines. And there's a very interesting, in fact, Brian Kilmeade wrote a book of Fox News talking about that. So we'll have to get him on to talk about that maybe next Veterans Day. I'll call Brian. I actually have a cell number. I had him at the Florida Broadcasters Association. Should just call him right now, see what he's doing. You know, hey, Brian, listen, come on right now. But I'll never forget. He's like, here's my number. Take it. I'm like, okay, no problem. He's like, yeah, call me anytime. So Brian Kilmeade, some great books that he has written, and we will definitely have him on talking about that. All right, as we commemorate Veterans Day, last Saturday night, I don't watch Saturday Night Live anymore. I don't even DVR it anymore. I took it off my DVR probably last, I want to say maybe February or March, when it just became unfunny. It was not funny anymore. I'd always liked the opening scene. If you watch the first half hour going way back to when Saturday Night Live started back in the early 70s, you could count on the first half hour to be must-see comedic television. Their opening segment usually was hysterical, could be political, could be a current event related, but it was always funny. And the first half hour just, you know, move, boom, boom, boom. And over the last probably 2 years or so, when all they do is bash Trump, all they do is just bash anything associated with the administration, it gets repetitive. I want to be entertained. I want to watch SNL to laugh, not to see, what's his name, the guy that attacked, who's the actor that I can't stand, thank you. Thank you, Sergeant. I want to get rid of the guy's name because I can't stand him. By the way, Alec Baldwin was sentenced. As you know, he had a little altercation last week with somebody taking his parking spot, and he got physical, was arrested for assault. He was sentenced to death, and he no longer is alive. So, Alec Baldwin, don't rest in peace. No, I'm just kidding. Although people said when I put that on Twitter, said, General, that's a great idea. And if it offended anybody, good, I'm glad. In any event, SNL is no longer funny. Just watching the constant bombardment of just going after President Trump and the administration, I want to be entertained. You know, I don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican. The one thing that was great when you watched SNL way back and watched The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson, even Jay Leno, they went after everybody. You didn't know whether they were a Democrat or Republican. It was humorous. It wasn't mean-spirited. Now it is the same repetitive nonsense on SNL. So, therefore, I just don't watch it and don't even DVR it. So, on Sunday, when I catch up on Twitter and on Drudge Report and start seeing stories and the headline, Pete Davidson under fire for poking fun at veterans' eye patch, I obviously wanted to see what this is all about. So I checked the video. We will play the audio component for you of what Pete Davidson had to say during the SNL newscast portion of Saturday Night Live.
This guy's kind of cool, Dan Crenshaw.
Come on, man.
Yo, hold on. You may be surprised to hear he's a congressional candidate from Texas and not a hitman in a porno movie. I'm sorry. I know he lost his eye in war or whatever.
You know, like, lost his eye, his war, whatever, and the fellow cast members are laughing. And here's what's more disturbing. The audience is laughing. Dan Crenshaw is running for Congress, a congressional candidate from Texas. But Dan Crenshaw served in Afghanistan and lost his eye when he's a retired Navy SEAL, lost an eye in Afghanistan during an IED attack. I was mortified when I saw it, when I watched it, even more mortified when I saw people laughing at it and people trying to come to Pete Davidson's defense saying, well, it's just in the spirit of comedy and he wasn't going after him. It was just a funny thing. I'm sorry. There is nothing funny about it. There are certain things that should not be joked upon. I'd like to, and here's what's even more disturbing. Pete Davidson's father was a fireman during 9/11 and lost his life during 9/11. So you would think that he would be a little more sensitive, a little more cognizant of why Dan Crenshaw was serving, especially considering that Pete Davidson's father died when he was, I think, 6 or 7 years old. So you would think he would have a modicum of respect and understanding. He doesn't. Pete Davidson is a very disturbed individual. He is effed up. He's more than effed up. The kid is screwed. Look at him with his pasty blonde frosted hair and his Ariana Grande spectacle, watching them out and about, and she dumped his ass because she realized what a nutcase he was. But this, to me, is just even Democrats on the Sunday shows and thereafter on the cable networks couldn't come to his defense. I think there was one or two that said, well, he tried to do it as a joke, but it didn't come out right. No, I'm sorry. And Scotty, let me bring you into this because you served in Afghanistan. You came back, thankfully, without any injuries. But when you look at somebody that has served, it lost his eye, and lucky that he still has sight in another eye, to me it is just unacceptable. And what's more disturbing, NBC hasn't apologized. Comcast hasn't come out and apologized. They haven't come out saying this is unacceptable. Lauren Michaels, the executive producer, hasn't said, we went over the line, this is unacceptable. And you know what? As a company, we apologize, and we're going to donate to some service organizations who help those who are recovering from injuries during their service in Afghanistan or Iraq or anywhere across the globe. Just unacceptable to me, Scotty.
And I think I've seen myself, first of all, I don't know who Pete is or who she is. I don't know.
Trust me, look at him. He does look like a she, doesn't he?
There you go. That's why I was confused earlier. But, you know, there seems to be this sense that if you say something so outrageous and so bad, it is actually good press for you to be that obnoxious. And then you just have to weather the bad comments and the feedback and pushback. And so, you know, it is a conversation in comedy as well. I remember the Grace just like you do. And there's a little rib, a little jab. It was kind of intellectual. You had to think a little bit to get the joke in the butt of it. But there was truth in it. What you see now is just hypocrisy. And you just see, you know what I mean, grandstanding on a scale. He didn't do it on a cuff. This is a major produced show.
Right.
It was very deliberate. It was a very deliberate attack, right? It was just poorly delivered. And he should suffer all the consequences for it as well.
And unfortunately, he won't.
No.
Because what happens in this country now, if a Republican would have done this or offended somebody else, the howls from the libstream media would have been unending.
Mm-hmm.
Every Democrat would have been jumping up and down saying this is unacceptable, this is outrageous. Not only should he apologize, he should be fired, his life should be over, he should be executed, he should never be heard from again. But silence. Dead silence when it comes to Pete Davidson.
Well, look, silence is suffering, especially on their side. If they say nothing, then you really got them, you know, by admitting it. So,
well, I can tell you that if I was one of the senior executives for Comcast, Universal, NBC, I was Brian Roberts or one of the other executives, the chairman, CEO of Comcast, Universal, I would have immediately, that night, the next day I heard it, called Lauren Michaels, the executive producer, called the president of NBC and said, this is unacceptable. This is over the line. This isn't a matter of free speech. This is a matter of good taste. And there's nothing tasteful about it in any way, shape, or form. I'm going to come out with a statement. You are all going to come out, and this will never happen again. Lauren, if it does, your ass is out. Now, Lauren Michaels has been around for 40-some-odd years. Runs that show with an iron fist.
Yes.
Nothing goes by. He didn't just insert that at the last second. That was in the teleprompter, knew exactly what was going on. But for him to not stop that, and all I say is, Let's see what happens if Lorne Michaels, one of his members of his family, or Pete Davidson, or another member, God forbid something like that happened, where they were in an accident or something where they lost their sight, or even worse. Let's see how many jokes they would start cracking at their own expense. The answer is zero. Unacceptable.
What you've seen, though, is the quiet professionalism of the SEAL that he said that about.
Right.
You know what I mean? He took the higher road immediately. He talked about, you know, his service and his honor and some people that are more injured than himself. And so hopefully he's turned that to the people and understand, you know, what this modern-day veterans, you know, what kind of candor and commitment and honor and sacrifice they have. And, you know, it just, you know, I don't understand it. I don't understand it with the flag controversy and the kneeling controversy, all these things. It just was never brought up this way. It would never be part of our veteran and military culture. Yet we're the first to, you know what I mean,
defend
the freedom
free speech
to be
and
an
the right
idiot.
To do it. Exactly. And there are tons of them out there. And you hit it right on the head with Dan Crenshaw, what he said. He's a Republican from Texas who ran for the Texas 2nd District. He told CNN that the joke made on SNL about his appearance was dark. The show should have rethought the joke, but he added he doesn't want a hollow apology. So the first part of that skit was just strange. The second part, I think, is when it just became dark. We have thick skin, but as veterans, it's hard for us to understand why war wounds would elicit such raucous laughter from an audience. Adding, I think they should have rethought that joke a little bit, even if you can call it a joke. It wasn't a joke. Mm-mm. Can you imagine... Television was in its infancy in World War II when the veterans came back. But can you imagine a public official or a radio show back after World War II making fun of any of the injured that came back from World War II? Never. And I'll tell you what the problem is. The lack of respect from kids like Pete Davidson that are in their 20s, in their early 20s, mid-20s, the entitled generation, the millennial generation that's been handed everything. Everybody gets a participation trophy. The problem is they never had the right discipline. Mm-hmm. Because I will tell you, if I would have done that when I was that age, I don't care what age, my parents certainly would have given it to me, and I never would have even considered doing it because that's how we were brought up. You just don't do it. It's in poor taste, it's inappropriate, and it's unacceptable.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Pacific Justice Institute convinced a Marin County Superior Court to declare a voter-approved local property tax unconstitutional as applied to a local church. Cities cannot relabel their taxes to get around the tax-exempt status of churches in the state of California.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Grant and Things. Hey, Mike, so I gotta ask, what's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's gonna last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite-lined roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it Forever Furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard. Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at estategranite.com.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Country, even if we said 1 year of mandatory service for everybody, makes no difference what age. And if you say, great, well, medically you can't serve in the Army or the Air Force or the Navy, fine. 1 year of service to this country, community service, other things that you can't get out of.
The
that
Peace
everybody,
Corps,
whatever it is, you have to serve Corps. This country.
Yes. And, you know, service is a great devotion to oneself. It kind of opens yourself and matures it a lot. If you look at some of the things that happen in Europe and other compulsory services, it really is across the board. Today, these youth, they do not want to serve. They don't want to serve their community. They don't want to serve others. They only want mom to serve them. And so what we've created, and we've kind of lost focus and point about, you know, the sacrifice to one's fellow citizens and that kind of thing. So when I was a young soldier, we were stripped away of all individuality. We were retrained into a purpose, into a mission. You know, patriotism came out of that. And we, you know, I went on to be a soldier. It's the same thing that could be said once again for the Peace Corps and in the Depression era when we developed the Conservation Corps. And so there are a lot of options. And unfortunately, our think tanks today don't think about what we should do as a country.
Well, I always I get a kick, and I tweeted this. This is a while ago where some kid was complaining or they were talking about how they were set off on college campuses. They were not provoked, but they were trying to remember the correct term. Triggered. Thank you, Sergeant Steve. They were triggered over something. Who knows? Somebody came to speak, and they were triggered, and they needed at Ohio State or Michigan State, they needed a safe space because it was so stressful. And I tweeted, I said, here are the 18, this is the 18-year-olds today. They're triggered because somebody's speaking, while meanwhile they need a safe space. Here's the safe space that the 17, 16, 17, 18, and 19-year-old boys in World War II, and there's a picture of them up to their ass in water and other GIs as they're storming the beaches of Normandy. And I said, isn't it amazing what a difference 50 years makes?
Well, I think today we do everything we can not to trigger somebody. Back then it was anti-coddling. Remember? Your dad said, don't coddle them.
Right.
You know, let them cry.
They're soft. I said,
let it happen. Let's
kids
build
are soft
some
in the United States. They are soft today. And I can't tell you how many parents that said, they say to me, Dave, it's my fault. I came up with a tough upbringing. I wanted my kids to have it easier. But the mistake I made was we gave them everything, and now they can't even make their own decisions. Mm-hmm. We can't, you know, a friend of mine was telling me, he told this kid, hey, listen, you know what? You're going to get a job this summer. You're not touring Europe like you did last summer. You're not doing this. And the kid said, well, I can't do that. That's punishment. And he's like, no, that's the real world. But it's amazing that this kid who's been so coddled, it's almost like the kid wanted to report his father to child welfare because the father's making the kid get a job.
Well, it's funny. When I joined the service, it was actually because my dad sat me down one day and said, where are you going to live when you graduate?
Right.
And, you know, when's your first job? And so being an active parent was not only shielding you from the tough part of life, but letting you experience it as well. And then the generation was, you need to make your way through the world. Now, I'm here to help you, and I give you what you need, not what you want.
Well,
and we've lost that.
The millennial generation is the wussified generation. Mm-hmm. The good news is there still are numerous members of the millennial generation who are serving, who are not betas, who are alphas, who say, I respect this country, I want to serve this country, and understand the sacrifice that is involved. But like I said, 1 year of mandatory service from everybody, boy, girl, from 18 to 19, would do this entire country great. You wouldn't see kids that would be kneeling. You wouldn't see kids that would just make fun like this Pete Davidson of a veteran coming back with without an eye. That nonsense would end. The final and concluding segment of this Veterans Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show from American Freedom Distillery in St. Petersburg comes your way next.
The Cigar Dave Show honors all who served to preserve the ideals with which our country was built. We're honoring all veterans this Veterans Day.
America is under attack. Basic freedoms, privileges, and acts that we would normally take for granted are disappearing each day, including the simple ability to enjoy a cigar. This is Glenn Loop, Executive Director of Cigar Rights of America, CRA. At a time when elected officials should be thinking about education, public safety, and creating jobs, they are actually thinking about smoking bans, new taxes, and regulations of historic proportions on premium cigars. The cigars that provide us with pleasure, relaxation, and fellowship are under attack. We have to stop it. That's why Cigar Rights of America was created, to work for a new political day for cigar enthusiasts across America, to roll back restrictive laws and defeat onerous taxes and regulations that impact everyone, from your local cigar shop to your personal humidor. For the price of a few great cigars, be a part of this effort to protect your right to enjoy a cigar without excessive taxation and cumbersome legislation. Go to CigarRights.org. Let's tell the government we've had enough. Join now, CigarRights.org.
Every month, members of the Cigar Dave Officers Club receive fantastic cigars. But I have outdone myself once again. For the first time ever, the November 2018 Officers Club selection entitled The World of Davidoff will feature a Davidoff-branded cigar. We're featuring the Davidoff Winston Churchill The Late Hour. When you think of Churchill, you think of cigars, you think of whiskey. Davidoff married both. They took cigar tobaccos, they aged them in single malt Scotch whiskey barrels for 6 months. The result, a beautiful medium full rich tasting cigar. We're also featuring the Avo Sincro Nicaragua, beautiful square pressed cigar, and also the Camacho Corojo, a very big bold Honduran cigar. Three great cigars in the November 2018 Cigar Dave Officers Club, The World of Davidoff. If you're not a member of the Officers Club, go now to CigarDave.com, $22.95 per month. Get you fantastic cigars, CigarDave.com, and become a member of the Cigar Dave Officers Club.
Hold it right there. Cigar Dave is back in 2 minutes. The General resumes hosting maneuvers in 1 minute. Quiet, please. Cigar Dave returns in 5, 4, 3, 2.
The official song of the United States Army, last but not least, as we wrap up our Veterans Day edition of the Cigar Dave Show from American Freedom Distillery with retired Green Beret Scotty Neal and co-founder of American Freedom Distillery. We didn't forget you, Scotty. The Army goes rolling along.
That's right.
The Quezon song. Wanted to make sure we made you feel at home. You probably thought we forgot about you.
Well, the others need all the attention, but we close up the rear.
There is a definite, there's a further joke there, but we won't get into that. Scotty, on behalf of every one of our alphas and lieutenants listening, I want to thank you for your service and give you a snappy salute and a happy Veterans Day to you. We are going to post, there is some great discounts from restaurants and from businesses for veterans all across the country. Dunkin' Donuts, Denny's, California Pizza Kitchen, Buffalo Wild Wings, Applebee's, you name it. There's a whole bunch of them. Red Lobster, Little Caesars, Golden Corral, Goodyear. We'll post those so that you can see where you can properly get a discount, just as a small token of these businesses to thank you for your service. As always, Scotty, we appreciate coming from American Freedom Distillery. As always, Cigar Dave, the General, saying, "May your humidor always be full. May your cutter always be sharp. May your ash be extra, extra long. Semper Delectatio. Always pleasure. Long live the Alpha. Make America great again. Make Masculinity Great Again. Screw the enemies of pleasure. To all our great veterans that are listening and those that aren't, I salute all of you and wish you a happy Veterans Day. We thank you for your service. We thank you for your bravery. May you continue on this great planet.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Reading.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. Recounts are underway in Florida after the state's Secretary of State ordered a review of ballots. That prompted Democrat Andrew Gillum to withdraw his concession to Republican Ron DeSantis in the governor's race.
Gillum says no matter the outcome, Florida voters deserve to know that their vote, in some cases a hard-won vote, counts. Unofficial election results showed Republican DeSantis ahead of Democrat Gillum by less than 0.5 percentage points. Under state law, that margin requires a machine recount of ballots. In the Senate race, Republican Governor Rick Scott's lead over Democratic incumbent Bill Nelson is 0.14 percentage points. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, Bill Scherer, the lawyer for Governor Rick Scott's Senate campaign, tells WFOR there's election fraud going on in the office of the Board of Broward County Board of Elections, and they have proof.
We're saying that every ballot that was fraudulent or improper is in question, yes, okay? But trying to find out how many they are, we've got election laws and rules to follow.
You couldn't tell that President Trump was insulted by President Macron's comment that Europe can no longer depend on the U.S. for its defense, as the two leaders appear to be best friends this morning.
We want to help Europe, but it has to be fair. Right now, the burden sharing has been largely on the United States.
That was President Trump as he sat down with his French counterpart at the Élysée Palace, just hours after writing a testy tweet saying he was insulted by Emmanuel Macron's suggestion that Europe needs to build up its own military. But the French president explained it this way.
When President Trump has to protect or to defend one of the states of the United States, he doesn't ask France or Germany or another government of Europe to finance it.
That's Ben Thomas reporting. Check out more news, read more analysis, both at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk's standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk active workspace solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
For those Americans living on Medicare, some good news. Correspondent Ricardo Alonso Zaldivar reports, with the government's blessing, some Medicare Advantage plans are offering a wide array of home support in 2019, but it comes with a caveat.
So in a couple of dozen states, some of the Medicare Advantage plans are offering these in-home services. Now, the issue here for consumers, it may not be easy to find a plan that has these services. Things to look for: mailers that the insurers send around sign-up season. Some of the major insurers that are sponsoring these plans include Anthem, United Healthcare, and Humana. But the Medicare Plan Finder that you can go online and use doesn't really have an easy way to identify these plans.
Policymakers have yet to figure out how to bring similar benefits to traditional Medicare. Breaking news and analysis, townhall.com. Facebook is dropping a requirement for mandatory arbitration of sexual misconduct allegations, acceding to a demand recently pressed by other Silicon Valley tech workers.
Google made a similar change Thursday, a week after thousands of employees briefly walked off their jobs to protest how the company handled sexual misconduct allegations against prominent executives. The move at Facebook, first reported by the Wall Street Journal, means that employees no longer have to submit to private arbitration, which kept misconduct allegations secret and sometimes allowed abusers to continue their behavior. Employees can now press their claims in court instead. Other tech companies such as Microsoft and Uber have previously dropped mandatory arbitration. Patrick Frost reporting.
President Trump announcing his first recipients of the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor for a civilian. Among the awardees, a posthumous recognition for the late Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over, and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings in over 25 directories, and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Over 100 million than anyone can remember, and almost double what we heard and saw over the last couple of midterm elections. So a lot of you care. The passion is high. President Trump and Democrats have a reason to celebrate today. We're going to discuss that almost the entire hour with one of the best in the business. Truly, even Democrats go out of their way to say, Karl Rove gets it. He's a Fox News contributor, best-selling author. He's going to be with us almost the entire hour, and I'm going to be weaving in some of your calls. We know this. The Senate, for the Republicans, they picked up North Dakota, Indiana, and Florida. They're about to, I think, pick up Arizona, and it looks like Montana. They lose Nevada as Dean Heller goes down. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
It's not a wave, but when you have a real wave, every toss-up breaks in one direction, and every toss-up is not breaking in one direction.
That is Dan Senor. The Trump not only showed his power amongst Republicans, he kept the Senate and stopped the blue wave in the House. What does this mean for his agenda over the next 2 years, and what will it mean for his hopes in 2020?
Number two.
We'll have accountability, and we will strive for bipartisanship. We will have a responsibility to find our common ground where we can, stand our ground where we can't, but we must try.
You know what? Nancy Pelosi was struck by how non-divisive she was while being ebullient to go back to what seems to be the speaker's gavel. Do you believe that? Do you believe that she's going to try to work at all with Republicans, with the House flipping and the Dems being back in power for the first time in 8 years? What will this mean for the Trump administration? What will it mean for the country? Will this actually result in impeachment and endless investigations, hearings? Or will we try to find something to work together with?
Number one.
The bottom line is that the conservative judicial train will keep running. We had a good night in the Senate. President Trump has a lot to be proud of. Without him, I don't think we'd have the night we have.
Wow. Senator Lindsey Graham, who once got his cell phone handed out by candidate Donald Trump and called him all types of crazy names as did Trump go back at him, now sees the wisdom of backing the president and likes him. The results are in. Well, most of them anyway. I'll tell you who won, who lost, and who still is yet to be determined. And we're going to take calls, no doubt. But Karl Rove, and I'm paying him a lot, let's be honest. I'm paying him a lot, but he's going to give us the whole hour. Carl, we watched you all night give instant analysis. Now you've had less than 24 hours to reflect on it, probably eight. So,
what do you mean, eight? What time did you go to bed? I went to bed about 3 o'clock and got up at 6.
A little bit. How about this? 10:30 p.m., and I wasn't getting paid. You were getting paid. And I got up at 2:30. So it's kind of different.
So you got an hour extra. You got 25% more sleep than I did last night.
Yes. We can call it that, just envious, green with envy. So, Carl, first off, both sides have a reason, have some takeaway reason to be happy today, right?
Yeah, everybody gets a ribbon. Democrats take the House, though not with the gigantic tsunami that was expected. They are going to end up at 228, so they won 30, that makes it 33 seats. The Republicans gained seats in the Senate. I think we'll end up at 54. We're going to have to finish counting in Montana and Arizona. Feel better about Arizona. They're literally a handful of precincts out. There are a lot more. 18% of the vote is out in Montana, and then we're going to have to go to a runoff in Mississippi. But we're going to end up with 54, and if we stay in the lead, we end up 55.
Well, okay. First off, what happened in Mississippi?
Well, Mississippi has a special election. Roger Wicker, who was up this year, won comfortably, but the race to take the seat that was held by Thad Cochran is a special election. It's a jungle primary, so everybody runs on one ballot. The top two vote getters go. If nobody gets 50%, they go into a runoff. The governor appointed the first woman senator from Mississippi, Hyde Smith, and she is leading. But they have a bunch of votes out to be counted. But she and Mike Espy are going to go into a runoff in 3 weeks. Cindy Hyde Smith and Mike Espy. But the Republican candidates in the primary got a total of 57% of the vote. So I feel comfortable Mississippi is going to send the sitting U.S. senator back for the rest of the
term. Now, let's look at Martha McSally and Kristen Sinema. First off, Sinema was winning in almost every poll leading up to it. I know it was within the margin of error, but it's just noted to bring out.
Now, she was winning in virtually every public poll. She was not winning in the polls that were being run by Senate Leadership Fund, the super PAC that I was involved in. In fact, it was showing, this was one of these classics, if you look at the last 2.5 months' worth of polling, it's the classic, McSally's favorable rating is rising, Sinema's favorable rating is dropping, the red seen and heard recollections of the advertising is increasingly unfavorable to Sinema and favorable to McSally, and the lines cross just before the election, bam.
Yeah. So it looks like the fighter pilot will prevail. What's going to get a verdict there? I mean, how much time do they need?
Well, not much. There are 7 precincts out in counties that Sinema carried, 2 of them in Maricopa County, where it's essentially dead even between the two. And there are 4 precincts out in counties that Martha McSally carried. So this morning when they finally stumble into the voting, into the county courthouses out there in Arizona, they're going to have to count a total of 11 precincts in the state. And I'm very confident that Martha McSally, right now she's up by 4,581 votes, 0.8%. So unless there's some major mistake – in reporting. You know, they transposed digits and she didn't get, you know, 7,101 votes. She got 1,707 votes. Unless there's a major mistake like that, I think when they finish counting those 11 precincts, she's going to be fine.
Matt Rosendale and John Tester in Montana, I heard that 80% of the vote was by mail-in. And if that is indeed true, how long does it take to open up an envelope?
Well, it's not that much. They still have lines there. And right now they have 84% reporting. The problem is Rosendale is up. He's up by, a couple of thousand votes, just about 3,000 votes, and he is up 0.7%. The problem is that half of Missoula is out, and that's a college town. That's going to be blue. Great Falls, a third of it is out, and he's losing that 44-54 right now. And then there's about a quarter of Yellowstone County, which is Billings, where he's winning that 50-46, and then there's some Flathead County, where there's a quarter of the vote out. He's winning that 56-41. But we're going to be counting this one all day because they got 18% of the vote yet to count.
Today. You think we'll have some type of verdict today?
I think we'll have a sense of what it's going to be today, yeah. Now, we may not have that about House races in California where they're going to be receiving absentee ballots, or they're going to be receiving mail-in ballots that were postmarked Tuesday but arrive on Wednesday or Thursday or Friday and get processed. So a couple of these very close House races that we've got in California may not be settled until then.
Right. Right now we're looking at, in the Senate, probably getting up to 54, right?
Right.
And now in the House... I don't want to totally switch to the House yet because it's something I want to bring up. What numbers are you comfortable sharing with me now in terms of the House breakdown?
Well, the New York Times which is pretty close to the AP, have called 219 contests for the Democrats, and the Democrats lead in 9 more. And my sense is they're likely to maintain those leads. They range from 0.6% all the way up to 2 or 3 or 4, or in the case of Arizona, 6.6. The Republicans, I think, they're at 193 seats, and what they lead in would drive them to about 207. So I think we're going to end up somewhere around 228 to 207.
Interesting. So it is not that great of a margin. Do you see that the House might not be black and white? Issue introduced, issue passed?
Well, here's the interesting thing. Remember, it takes 218 votes to elect a speaker, unless people vote present. There are now 11 incumbents who said, I won't support Nancy Pelosi. There are 11 new Democrats who've been elected who said, I won't support Nancy Pelosi. And there are 6 Democrats who are leading their contests who said, I will not support Nancy Pelosi. So you have 28 Democrats out of a total of 228 who say, I won't support Nancy Pelosi. Now, maybe she can break some arms and get people to do on their very first vote in the new Congress what they told voters for a year in their races they would never do, and that is support her. Or maybe she can get some of them to vote present. The problem is that she can only have, there are 207 Republicans, so if 22 Democrats either vote against her or vote present, then she can't be elected Speaker.
What do you need?
She needs to either have 218, or if people vote present, it reduces the total number of votes necessary. But if Republicans have got 207, none of them are voting for Nancy Pelosi. So if you have 22 Democrats who say, I'm voting present, or I'm not voting for you under any circumstances, and remember, there are 28 of these people right now, if 22 of them say, I'm sticking with what I told the voters back home, then she's got 206 votes,
right?
One less than the Republicans have got.
That's so interesting. I'm about to read you a tweet from the president on this topic, but look at Clyburn, look at Steny Hoyer. I mean, if you cared about your party and less about yourself, you would want to groom a next generation of leaders. This generation, we just watched them for 40 years.
Yeah. Look,
30 years.
And look, here's the deal. Democrats don't have their seniority. So you get to be the committee chair by sticking around for a long time. And there are no term limits. One of the reasons that a lot of Republicans retired, like a close friend of mine, Lamar Smith, he'd been chairman of ethics, science, and judiciary. He wasn't going to get a fourth chairmanship. Jeb Hensarling said, I've been chairman of financial services. I've got teenage kids. I'm termed out as chairman of this. The only other committee I would want to be chairman of is financials, is ways and means, and they're not going to give it to a second Texan in a row. Better go find something interesting in life to do. So, but the Democrats, they just stay there, and you'll ultimately become a committee chair.
There is no drama.
Right.
Because it's the senior person that gets the committee.
Right, and which means that we have a bunch of people in their late 70s and 80s. There's not a today when Republicans are in control through January 4. There's not a single Republican chairman who is older than the ranking Democrat member. And we're going to have chairmen of committees who are in their 70s and 80s. And then you've got this restive group of 30-year-olds and 40-year-olds and 50-year-olds who say, "What are we, chopped liver? I mean, you got this because you've been here for a long time. I got to stay here for 20 years or 30 years before I get to be a committee chairman."
Yeah, that's another. So you're saying Republicans get term limited out of chairmanships?
Yeah, you get to serve for chairman is 6 years, and then your term limited.
They just did it to themselves.
Yeah.
Here's what the president just tweeted out after a conversation with Nancy Pelosi. He said last night, "In all fairness, Nancy Pelosi deserves to be chosen Speaker of the House by the Dems. If they give her a hard time, perhaps we add some Republican votes. She has earned this great honor."
I want to see. I want to meet the Republican who says, "Mr. President, I'm willing to vote for Nancy Pelosi." And I mean, I don't think there are going to be a lot of those. That's going to be a hard vote to explain.
Is he deal making already?
Yeah, but smart move on his part. It's sort of drawing attention to that she's got a difficulty getting elected, and he's willing to help. Nice tone, Mr. President. Well done.
You see right through it. Call Rove had a great time last night. So good he's going to give us a full hour and take your calls.
Oh, my God. I'm here for an hour?
Yes, you are. 1-866-408-7669.
Giving you everything you need to know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000 and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/Kilmeade. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/Kilmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/Kilmeade for more information.
Looking for opinion done right? Then go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now. Fox Nation is the new streaming subscription service that will have exclusive daily shows, incredible documentaries, and must-see on-demand programming. That's the perfect complement for every Fox fan. Plus, go to FoxNation.com, pre-order now, and get one-of-a-kind exclusive merchandise. Available now, but for a limited time only. Don't miss your chance to become a founding member. Go to FoxNation.com and pre-order right now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
If you're looking into a remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio, there's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite and Things.
This is Carl Bott. Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days while Linda and I went on vacation. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry, Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, or visit us at estategranite.com.
At Powerhouse Solar, we understand that each home has unique energy needs. We custom design your solar energy system to not only meet those needs, but to allow for growth, just in case you see a pool, spa, or electric car in your future. Hi, I'm Sue Blake, co-owner of Powerhouse Solar. At Powerhouse Solar, we are experts at designing and installing quality systems utilizing SunPower Solar. We install the SunPower package because it includes the panels, built-in microinverters, racking, and monitoring. One company and a bumper-to-bumper 25-year warranty. No other solar company compares to SunPower. At Powerhouse Solar, we install the perfect system for your family, and we stand behind our work. Ground rack, roof mount, or pole mount, let us design an energy-saving solar system just right for you. Talk with one of our helpful designers for your free estimate. Call 275-5600 or go to powerhousesolar.com.
From Fox News Talk, here's another sound memory.
It was set in the town of Bedrock in the Stone Age era and was an allegory to American society of the mid-20th century. The Flintstones animated sitcom ran on ABC from 1960 to 1966. The song's credits list Hoyt S. Curtin and Joseph Barbera, who also was one of the show's producers. Five singers and a 22-man jazz band was used to record the song.
Stay tuned to hear more sound memories on Fox News Talk.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
The votes remain to be counted. There are voices that are waiting to be heard. Across our state, folks are opening up the dreams of voters in absentee ballots, and we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach. But we cannot seize it until all voices are heard.
And Brian Kemp seems to have seized it. He has not said he won the Georgia governor race, but Stacey Abrams will not quit. It looks as though Brian Kemp might have an insurmountable lead. Let's ask Carl Rove. Carl, what do your numbers say? Should she have conceded already?
Well, first of all, every precinct is reporting, so all the votes are in. And he's leading with 1,962,000 to her 1,887,000. So he's almost 2 points ahead of her. The key here is that they have to go to a runoff if nobody gets 50.5%. However, he is at 1,962,000, so he is 0.5% above the threshold for 50%. And all they're going to do now is they're going to go through and check their numbers. So unless there is a huge set of lots of transposition of digits. You know, somebody says that, you know, in Fannin County, we said that he got, 9,292, and really he got 2,922. Unless we've got errors like that across the state, he's far enough above the 500,000, above the 50% threshold that he's going to hold on.
So that's being contested. But Stacey Abrams, why is she so close? Because her position on guns, position on Medicare, seems to be counterintuitive to what we think Georgia's about.
Well, Georgia's a changing state, and look,
Atlanta's getting bigger.
Yeah, and look, this is huge African American turnout, and Kemp had a bitter primary, And a lot, there are a lot of people who would love to have, you know, it's the idea of our state can demonstrate how modern and progressive it is by electing an African-American woman as governor. But he also had a problem in the primary. He won endorsement, but he had a reputation as being a conciliator and a business-oriented Republican. And in the primary, he took the position, for example, that Delta Airlines should not get a tax break from the state. Well, this is one of the state's biggest employers. And if you look at the metropolitan, you know, Cobb County, Gwinnett County, these are Republican counties. They go for Stacey Abrams, but there are a lot of Delta employees who work in the headquarters city of Delta. And a lot of people who said, well, we ought to help a local company out compete if it's doing such a good job for our state internationally.
Yeah. And now the other governor's race that you found disappointing, because you like him, Scott Walker in Wisconsin, after two terms and a recount that he won, he doesn't, although he has not conceded yet in Wisconsin, it looks like he lost.
Yeah, look, his people, I was communicating with some of his allies last night, and when it got down to dibs and dabs around the state, at one point there were, you know, 200 precincts that were in his counties and 80 precincts or so in the counties that Evers was carrying. But what happened is, as it got down to the end, when a county that's over on the Mississippi River, western part of the state, when La Crosse County came in, there were 55 precincts, 30 of them came in all at once, or virtually all at once, and it was at that point Scott was leading by basically like 1,500 votes, and that popped Evers ahead. And now there are a couple of precincts that are still not counted, but it is a handful of precincts, and Scott Walker is behind by not a lot of votes, but. But in this case, you know, about 1,000.
Let's go to Ohio. This surprised me. Probably not you, but Mike DeWine, with the late endorsement by Governor Kasich, who finally got on the road, as well as the president, he prevails in Ohio. How much does that help President Trump to have a Republican in Ohio?
Well, it helps a lot. And the untold secret here is that the Republican National Committee put a great deal of emphasis on the ground game. And the state chairman of the state, Jane Timken of Canton, home of William McKinley, did a terrific job of organizing the state. They had the biggest get-out-the-vote operation they have ever had in a midterm election. She was confident that it would help DeWine overcome this gigantic financial advantage that Cordray, the Democrat, had. And sure enough, she was right. Won by 4 points and a pretty convincing victory.
What does this mean for 2020? What does it mean for President Trump's foreign policy? What does it mean for dealing on trade deals with this mixed result? Some good, some bad, something for everybody. Call Robes here. He'll be taking your calls too as well. I keep promising. You call us, we'll hook you up with Carl. Brian Kilmeade Show.
You know, this time of year in Shasta County, the need to heat your home is probably the last thing on your mind, right? Well, my friend SSD Oil says this is the ideal time to trade in your old monitor heater on a spanking new Toyotomi and save yourself up to $250. Your qualifying model monitor heater earns you a huge allowance on a Toya stove that will keep you warm and cozy all winter long. This deal is as hot as a running sidewalk in summer. SSD Oil, 241-1167, 241-1167. Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best? Okay, turkey?
Check.
Stuffing?
Check.
Pie?
Sure, got good old pumpkin.
Well, I'd rather have apple, or maybe a cream pie, or maybe a little of each.
Well, now what do I do?
Go to Black Bear Diner on Hilltop Drive and order a 4-pack for just $19.99. That way, everyone gets their favorite pie this year.
Okay, I'm off to feed the inner bear.
Oh, hey, and don't forget to add in their limited holiday pie, candy cane chocolate cream pie.
Mmm.
Black Bear Diner.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1993.
Our democracy must be not only the envy of the world, but the engine of our own renewal. There is nothing wrong with America that cannot be cured by what is right with America.
At 12:18 this afternoon, we got a call for a report of explosion in the basement of 3 World Trade Center.
I was blown across the room. Everything went black, and it felt like a tomb. Then the lights came on, safety lights, and we ran out just trying to find a way out.
It took like 2 hours to get down. People were passing out, and it was horrible.
Ladies and gentlemen, the time for peace has come.
On July 2nd, 1991, I had sexual relations with Amy Fisher at the Freeport Motel.
News as it happened then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A lunch lady from Virginia Beach, Virginia makes the Dean's List for a creative way on encouraging students. Stacy Truman, the cafeteria manager at Kingston Elementary School, wanted to offer some inspiration to her students, so she started writing down little messages of encouragement on bananas that she served for lunch. Miss Truman says she likes to write messages of love on the bananas she gives to her own kids, so she wanted to provide the same daily dose of motivation to the youngsters at her school. The students have affectionately called the healthy treats talking bananas, and Miss Truman says they are almost always gone by the time lunch is over. Kids aren't the only ones enjoying the messages. School principal Sharon Stubridge was so touched by the gesture, she took a photo of the talking bananas and posted it to social media, where it has attracted the attention of dozens of news outlets. Thank you, Stacy Truman, for your fruity words of inspiration. You made the Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Information you want. Truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
But we also intend to make sure that the oversight role that the Republicans so completely abdicated, the Congress once again undertakes and does so responsibly. We're going to look at the work that the GOP obstructed on our committee, and it was really worse than abdicating the responsibility of the committee.
And that is Adam Schiff, who's got oversight, and now he's got the ranking member is now Devin Nunes, who won again. They have a lame duck session. A lot can be done there. Carl Rove is here to talk about that. Carl, that was that you know who that was. Adam Schiff.
Oh, yeah. No,
is he going to create hell?
Yeah. I was on the opposite side when they had control of the oversight in 2006. 2007, I was interviewed by the 2007 or 2008. I was interviewed by Adam Schiff over the U.S. attorneys. Bush had removed 9 U.S. attorneys for cause, and the Democrats tried to turn it into a big political scandal, and I was interviewed by him, and I got to tell you, I've never seen anybody more ill-prepared and didn't know what he was talking about. Literally kept repeating the question. Finally, my attorney had to sort of chastise him and say, we have answered that question. We've answered that question. The Republicans came in, Republican members came into the committee hearing to listen. They were very nervous. And as the entire day went on, and the wild accusations got wilder, and I was able to undercut them. The Republican members are over there like cheering. You know, when I give a good answer, they're like, you know, it was good. But Adam Schiff was irresponsible, and I think there's going to be a real test as to whether or not he is worthy of being the chairman of the Intelligence
Committee. Well, here's the thing: it doesn't matter; he's going to get it, right?
Yeah,
chairman of Intelligence. So he is somebody that says, okay, these investigations are unfinished, but he had all nothing but innuendo and leaks.
Right.
He was leaking out Don Jr.'s testimony before Don Jr. left. He was leaking it out at lunch.
Right.
So if you got the Mueller probe and they kept saying, hands off the Mueller probe, what do you do now that you have an investigation? Hands off the Mueller. Are you going to run parallel? Are we going to wait?
Well, you know, first of all, he's not going to take control until January, and I suspect that by the end of the year, Mueller will wrap it up and send his report to DOJ, and the Democrats are going to have a problem because, look, every campaign leaks. Every presidential campaign leaks. The Trump presidential campaign leaked worse than any I've ever seen. If there was collusion, if there were payments coming from Moscow, we would have known about it. Mm-hmm. So my sense is at the end of the day, we know Manafort and Gates had problems. Maybe Roger Stone's going to have problems. The campaign was stupid to accept the meeting with Vessel Netskaya rather than just calling up the FBI and saying they're trying to get inside our doors. But there's no collusion. And so what happens to the Democrats when that's the report, as I think it's going to be for Mueller, and no evidence of some master conspiracy involving a plot launched in. Remember, the Russians try and affect the election starting out by sending a team to the U.S. before Donald Trump ever gets into the election. And they spend more money after the contest is over than they spend during the contest. So this is an ongoing threat that we have. The threat is Russia trying to pit us against each other and Russia trying to meddle in our elections. It was not an organized effort on behalf of Donald Trump. Forget it.
So they're going to talk about Ivanka's ties to and products in China. They're going to be talking about Trump, who's staying at the Trump Hotel, and do they get special treatment? Was it some Saudis? They're going to start trying to unwind this businessman's dealings, and it's going to stop any businessman from ever running for president again.
Well, you know what? Maybe. But on the other hand, it's going to make them look foolish because the ordinary American is going to sit there and say, what? What, you don't want him to, what, you're supposed to be a monk? He's supposed to, when he should have sold any, nobody who is connected to a foreign country or foreign government should be allowed to stay in one of the hotels that bears his name? Really?
Maggie Haberman, on what she says, and she's the New York Times, CNN, Cut 27.
I just think he hasn't processed the reality. He is not of Washington, and he doesn't tend to pay attention to history. I don't think that he has really absorbed the fact that when these investigations happen, it is miserable for the White House staff. I heard from a bunch of veterans of previous administrations where there were these oversight investigations and subpoenas dropping, and it's very unpleasant for them. And I think that is what you have staff weighing today is, and across at agencies everywhere, do I stay or do I go?
I think this is going to be one of the unfortunate effects of the Democratic attitude of we've got to investigate everything and we've got to make a mess of this and we've got to be brutal and we've got to be nasty and everybody is going to be subject to questions and subpoenas and demands because good people are going to say, you know what, do I really want to subject myself and my family to that? And it's going to look, I've been through this. I went through the whole issue of what did I do to put Don Siegelman in jail and did it and was the president's action in removing 9 U.S. attorneys justified was minor compared to the special prosecutor's investigation. And it took everything I had to compartmentalize it and put that aside and stay focused on my job for 3 years. And these people are about ready to find to, many of them. I know some of them. They're fine people. They're good people. They haven't been through this. They're not there. These are not experienced washing hands.
Carl, isn't it expensive, too?
It's expensive. I mean, you know, the president has done a good thing for his people by saying, I want my campaign or the RNC to pick up some of these legal expenses. But these individuals, if people start getting caught up in this, they have to have legal assistance and the bills start mounting up quickly.
You think that during the lame duck session, the president's got to do some things very important.
Yeah, well, look, for one thing, we've funded most of the government. The Senate and the House moved the appropriations bills through, but we still have part of the government to fund it. I think that's going to be a minor thing. There may be some other measures that they want to get done before they lose control of the House on January 4th. The president has talked about having the revised NAFTA, USMCA trade agreement done by the new Congress. I think he'd be better advised to get it done in this Congress because I don't think there are going to be a lot of Democrats who are going to vote for it.
Even if they're for it, in principle, they say it's hard for them to criticize it. They wanted to redo it. Barack Obama wanted to redo it in 2007, I think. He was talking about when he was a senator, I got to redo that deal.
Right.
So... Yeah, but you just say it's going to be an insincere attack.
That's right. They're going to say, well, he didn't go far enough. You know, he said auto workers in Mexico get $15 an hour, and the labor protections are not strong enough, and we don't have climate protections, and blah, 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 blah. When in reality, you know, you never get a perfect trade deal, and we've set in process these rules that allow these measures to be taken up, voted up or down, and they better do it in the lame duck session, in my opinion.
Talk about other trade deals. The EU, they have a framework. The EU was kind of waiting this president out. They wanted to see if he got totally rebuked, and he didn't.
Right.
So it's a split decision with some power, and they can look from the outside. And the BBC evidently, according to Nigel Farage last night, I don't know if he was still up, but he was reporting the BBC is even saying the president did not get rebuked. This was a very good night for him. That was the perception. How does that help him with the EU? How does that help them with China? I also heard China was waiting him out.
Well, sure. They just wanted to see how big it was. Was he going to lose the Senate? Was he going to, you know, was it going to be a tsunami of 60 seats? I think people are going to look at it this morning and say split decision, and the president is strengthened in the Senate, weakened in the House. He'll have a terrible next 2 years from the investigatory overview. But you know what? He's still going to be there, and he may be able to use the House as a convenient foil. So maybe we better get a deal done.
Because China understands our culture, don't they?
They spend a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of energy trying to understand our culture. And they're the most difficult to deal with. And frankly, the president filed in March a great challenge at the WTO to their intellectual property right. We've got some other opportunities we have to sort of beat back the Chinese on the technology front by grabbing the top ground in these new technologies. But we've got this is a long, long struggle that we have with China.
If you talk about one major legacy, if he can reconfigure our trade relationship with him, restructure it, that'll be a huge check mark that will be appreciated for decades.
Well, let's talk about that for a minute, though. What is our goal?
I think our goal is to stop the theft of intellectual property.
Number one.
Number one. Number two is, I would say, to stop the dumping of these chips and other material that hurt our industries, the knockoffs.
Right.
Number three, I would think, start rebalancing the trade by getting some transparency when it comes to their currency and their investment.
Yeah. I'd add one other thing on it, which is to make certain that they reduce their trade barriers and tariffs to match our levels so that they remove artificial barriers to the importation of American goods and services. However, I'm not certain that any one of those is the number one priority of the president and his people. But I think the number one priority of a lot of people around the president is make them buy more from us than we buy from them, which is called managed trade, and it's not durable and doesn't work.
I think you're right, except for this. I can't build a house, but I know what kind of house I want.
Right.
And I just trust people to put up the structure. And now he trusts these guys that he has in there negotiating this. They know what you know. They know the long-term plan that's going to make this beneficial and get passed has to include that rebalancing.
Well, look, I have a slightly different view. I think that there are three different camps inside his trade world. There are the free traders who say, we want them to abide by the same rules that we abide by. And for them, the number one priority is intellectual property and updating World Trade Organization rules to govern things like financial services. Their number two priority is, by God, reduce your trade barriers and your trade practices of dumping to match international norms. Second group are people who say manage trade. My goal is to rebalance the trade deficit. So you've got to agree to buy more from us than you're now buying. And then we've got the straight-out protectionists who say there's no way to resolve this, and so what we've got to do is we've got to erect barriers to the importation of Chinese goods and services, and that means we're going to, in essence, tax Americans by making them pay higher prices when they go to Walmart. For anything that's Chinese, you got to pay 10% more. These things conflict, and I'm not certain if the administration has one strong enough voice in there that says this is our priority. I think the priorities vary from time to time and place to place.
That's very interesting point. We've got to be paying a little bit more, but if we know that there's long-term benefit to the country, we'll start making things again and be able to market to a huge behemoth like that population, it might be a trade-off. And lastly, I know you don't agree with me, and that's okay. You could be wrong once in a while, Carl. It happens. Or
you could be consistent and be wrong.
Right. That could be good.
Yeah.
You could be consistently wrong. That hurts my feelings. How dare you? I hope they go in there and try to redo this thing. I guess there's not a... there's not a lot there. I will say this. This Foxconn thing I find fascinating because we went in there and said, hey, you guys keep making Apple products over in China, right? It's Foxconn company. Fine.
Right.
Would you make them here? And they go, yeah. And they do agree to do it in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Then we realize we have no engineers. That's exactly what we heard from Steve Jobs.
Right.
He said this stuff is never going to come back. We don't have enough engineers. So we might bring some Chinese engineers back. But this, knowing that there's a future with this type of product, might give us more engineers coming out of college.
Well, and that's right. And that's also immigration. Reform. Why are we bringing these really smart people from around the world and training them at our great universities? And when they leave, they want to stay in the United States, most of them, but they have to go home to India or Korea or China or Vietnam. And instead, they want to stay here in the United States.
You talk to Karl Rove next, 1-866-408-7669.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
Like you're frozen, petrified. You're struggling with your mortgage payments. The bills begin to pile up. Not knowing what to do, you do nothing at all. And that's the worst thing you can do. Because if you take action, if you do something about your mortgage problems, you're far more likely to get the most positive outcome. Making Home Affordable is a free government program. Call 888-995-HOPE to talk one-on-one with a housing expert about the options that are right for you. Real help, real answers, right now. Call 888-995-HOPE or visit makinghomeaffordable.gov and do something about your mortgage problems. Brought to you by the U.S. Treasury, HUD, and the Ad Council.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/killmeade. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/killmeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/killmeade for more information.
What does it take to be called the best of the North State? More importantly, what does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes a business ownership, management, and staff that work together to let their customers know that they're not just customers, they're family. Since 1982, Orchard Nutrition Center has held to that commitment. Their commitment to bring to you the best possible products at the lowest possible prices. To never buy closeouts, overstocks, outdated, improperly formulated, or otherwise stressed merchandise. To provide you with a trained professional staff to help you make the right product decisions for the health of you and your family. To listen, to respond, and to always say thank you. Because we realize that we're all in this together. What does it take to be called the best in the North State 12 years in a row? It takes you. Thank you from everyone at Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Talk. From his mouth to your ears, it's Brian Kilmeade.
But one thing we are not talking about right now is the overtones of race and racism that have played out in the governor's race there with the comments like monkey this up by DeSantis and Gillum saying, I'm not calling him a racist. The racists believe he's a racist. And, of course, one of President Trump's more controversial tweets in this election cycle when he waited and called Gillum a thief without any evidence of that.
Well, the president was inartfully describing the fact that he's under an FBI investigation, and he was the mayor of Tallahassee. Karl Rove is still here. And what about
that? You make it sound like that's a bad thing that I'm still here.
I'm a little disappointed.
God dang it, man. I've been giving you my best. Come on.
I know. And by the way, how do we download Masterclass?
Go online, masterclass.com. And
you
check
and
it
David
out.
Axelrod, you sit down?
Yeah, David Axelrod and I talk about how to run a campaign and how to get involved in politics and give some life lessons on messaging and planning and execution. It's great.
And one thing we like about David Axelrod, we're able to use more than television, we're able to use clips from other networks.
Yeah.
And I always could get him because he's not predictable.
Yeah.
You know, and you mentioned to me he loves President Obama, and that's totally understandable. But he was critical of President Obama. At least I got one Democrat to say that.
Yeah.
I just got to share this story with you. Florida Senator-elect Rick Scott hasn't gotten a phone call of admission that he lost from Bill Nelson. Nelson hasn't publicly addressed the results of the race, and a spokesperson is quoted by local outlets as saying Nelson will have a statement today. Based on the current margins, it's possible this race may be heading for an automatic recount. Is that true? You know Florida well.
Well, look, this is this Senator Nelson. I hope things that better judgment prevails. He is behind by 0.4%, which is close, but it is 40 some odd thousand votes. And unless, again, every precinct is in, and unless there are some major recording error, you know, they transpose the digits, you're just not going to race a 40,000-vote margin.
Mark is listening on the stream. That means he's watching, too.
Uh-oh.
Leesburg, Florida. Hey, Mark.
Hey, that's why we did it, baby. Florida. We know that DeSantis got in there for sure. Scott, I think, is going to concede most likely this afternoon.
Nelson will.
I'm sorry, Nelson. I'm sorry, my bad. And a couple other things I wanted to point out.
Ask a quick question. Be quick to Karl Rove. He's here.
Hey, Carl. Alexandria Cortez, how the heck did she get in there?
Well, you know, that's interesting because she's a huge national phenom. And yet, you know.
The future of the party.
Yeah, the future of the party. Of course, most of the people who followed her point of view in competitive races got whipped badly, starting with, Kara Eastman in Nebraska, who was one of her first followers. And to an extent, Gilliam is a follower of hers. But here's the deal. Think about this. How many people do you think voted in that primary in Queens?
How many?
30,000 people. She got 18. Crowley got 12,000. I mean, we're talking about making her a national phenom because 18,000 hipsters in Queens voted for her in the Democratic primary that nobody bothered to turn out for. God, we got races for sheriff in mid-sized counties in Texas that got more than 30,000 votes cast.
But
none of them are national phenoms.
Do you have tickets to her inauguration?
You know, I'm on the waiting list. I'm hoping to get there, but I think I'm number 179,000.
Right. Mark, thanks so much. Donna, listening in Providence, Rhode Island. Donna, this have a question for Karl Rove.
Yes. I would just like to know, if Nancy becomes Speaker of the House, do you think she's going to try to gridlock everything and try to impeach the president and go after Kavanaugh, or do you think she's going to work bipartisan?
You know her, and you know what it was like when she became Speaker, so go ahead, Carl.
Yeah, first of all, she's very tough. And if she does become Speaker, she's going to try and discipline the House. And I think she's smart, too. And she knows that if they go down the impeachment, let's impeach Trump, let's impeach Kavanaugh, that this is going to work to the detriment of the Democrats. It will work to the detriment of the Democrats on a macro level. People will say, is that all they got to offer? Is another, you know, another investigation? Remember how voters tired of Republicans in 1997 and 1998 over impeachment, which was going nowhere? But it will also hurt on the micro level because she knows that she's gotten to be Speaker by taking districts that lean red, like the two in Texas that they took, and she doesn't want to put her members right in a place where they're voting for something that the people back home are going to say, that earned you a ticket out of Congress.
Exit question, we only have 25 seconds. What are the two things the Republicans better learn from the results of this election?
First of all, talk about the economy. You know, when you got a success, talk about it and personalize it and sell it. And second of all, be focused on the future, because it's not just what you've done to make the economy better. It's what you want to do in the future, and particularly what you want to do in contrast with what the Democrats want to do.
All right. And they lost the suburbs. They better try to get them back.
And that's what will bring the suburbs back.
Women, too?
Women, too.
Karl Rove.
Lots of women and lots of diversity.
Karl Rove, thanks so much for an hour better than anything else
God,
in radio.
This hour, is that done? It's gone so quickly.
The music gets louder and they knock us off. Brian Kilmeade Show. If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000, and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMeade. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/KillMeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/...
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that's the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dickens.
In a case that could benefit churches statewide, Pacific Justice Institute convinced the Marin County Superior Court to declare a voter-approved local property tax unconstitutional as applied to a local church. You see, Valley Baptist Church of San Rafael, California's victory could have implications for both cities and churches statewide. You see, the legislature has declared that church buildings are exempt from property taxes, and cities have a duty to honor that. Cities in California cannot relabel their taxes to get around the tax-exempt status of churches.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, Community Talk Radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Bob Agnew reporting.
Meanwhile, Bill Scherer, the lawyer for Governor Rick Scott's Senate campaign, tells WFOR they know of voter fraud and suppression in Broward County.
We have documented evidence of insiders in this supervisor's office that
that is voting ballots and suppressing other ballots. Okay? We've got evidence of that. That's absolute criminal behavior that's inside that office.
Thousands of Central American migrants back on the move toward the U.S. border Saturday after dedicated Mexico City metro trains whisked them to the outskirts of the capital, and drivers began offering rides north. At the Line 2 terminus, migrants began making their way to a main highway to resume walking and hitchhiking with the tacit approval of Mexican officials. A wildfire in Southern California has killed two people, more than doubled in size. Sergeant Eric Bashaw of the Ventura County Sheriff's Department says a large portion of the southeastern part of the county has been evacuated,
encompassing approximately 95,000 residents. We do know that at least 50 or more homes in Ventura County have been destroyed or damaged in this fire.
In Northern California, it's now 23 people dead in wildfires northeast of San Francisco. The death toll rising after 14 more bodies were found Saturday. Four communities near Paradise, which was destroyed by fire, ordered to evacuate. More at townhall.com.
Let's talk about your business for a minute. Think about all the things you're doing to attract the best talent. Between the networking events and referral bonuses, you're probably spending plenty of time and money to find the right people. But what if it was your office that attracted employees? Today's workforce is mobile and active, and they want an office designed around the way they work. And Varidesk makes it easy. Varidesk standing desk solutions help you create an active workspace where employees can stand and move, so they're happier, healthier, and more productive. Our full line of active office products are constructed with commercial-grade materials and require little to no assembly, so they're easy to set up and move. Companies of any size can have a Varidesk active workspace. Ordering is simple. Shipping is free. And our 30-day guarantee means if you don't love it, we'll pick it up for free. Learn more about Varidesk Active Workspace Solutions at varidesk.com/radio. That's varidesk.com/radio.
New York State is moving toward a ban on the sale of flavored electronic cigarettes.
A spokesman for New York's governor says a ban on the sale of flavored electronic cigarettes would be aimed at curbing their use by teenagers. When the state started tracking high school vaping in 2014, a little more than 10% reported doing it. Now it's more than a quarter. Vaping doesn't create the same risk of lung disease as smoking does, but the state health department says quick action is needed to head off a lifetime of addiction to nicotine, which some researchers say can harm developing brains. The department published proposed regulations for banning e-cigarettes, but withdrew them to allow more time for legal review. Warren Levinson, New York.
The Rockefeller Center Christmas tree is in place and soon will be strung with 50,000 LED lights as one of New York City's most prominent seasonal attractions. The 75-year-old spruce will be lit November 28th, and it will stay up till January 7th. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Federal and airport authorities said Friday they're investigating why a female air traffic controller in Las Vegas slurred her words, then apparently lost consciousness shortly before midnight Wednesday during a 40-minute span.
The FAA says no safety events occurred during the incident. While the agency did not identify the controller, five inbound aircraft remained airborne during the incident, and aircraft on the ground held positions or communicated between themselves to maintain safety while moving. Air traffic recordings available on the Internet show commercial airline pilots having trouble understanding the controller during radio communications about approaches to land, clearance to take off, and directions for taxiing. Some began talking between themselves about something being amiss. Patrick Foss reporting.
It was on November 10th in 1775 that the U.S. Marines were organized under authority of the Continental Congress. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ready to make more money, break more ground, and achieve more of your life's goals? With free tuition at Shasta College, now is your chance to get more out of life. We all know that education is the key to a bigger paycheck and a brighter future, and Shasta College is committed to providing the best in affordable, accessible higher education that opens more doors. Whether you're looking to transfer to a bachelor's degree program, complete a professional degree, or secure a certification in a high-demand field, there's never been a better time to start demanding more. Shasta College grads are building more businesses, saving more lives, and attending more four-year universities, and with more programs and classes to choose from, what more could you ask for? Well, since you asked, if you're a first-time full-time student, the Shasta Promise Program will cover your entire tuition for the first year. That's right, your Shasta College tuition is free. A new semester starts soon. Enroll now before the class time you want is gone. Start getting more out of your future today. Visit ShastaCollege.edu/apply or call 530-242-7500 to enroll now. Shasta College, more possibilities.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
And I'll get to that, too, on a fun note. And this is, well, that's some serious stuff out there now. Andrew Jackson, Miracle of New Orleans, moved up the list on the paperback list and went from 5 to 3. And thanks to you guys, and this is really the only place I've been talking about it, so I appreciate it. And a lot of live events, 1-866-408-7669, a place to call in. But this Saturday, I cannot wait. Howie Carr is hosting us. Because Kurt Schilling's going to be there, too. To get tickets, go to BrianKilmeade.com, just click, and it'll be there. And you get a book with the ticket. And I'll sign it and personalize it there. And we'll begin talking about everything that's going on in politics, from the midterm elections to that insane press conference yesterday, to what the horrific shooting that happened late night in Thousand Oaks, California, or in the middle of the morning, depending on where you are on the East Coast. We'll discuss all that. Yeah, I just got to get to it. Thousand Oaks shooting is just unbelievable. 12 people lost their lives, including the gunman. It turns out he's a 29-year-old former Marine. That's all we know. He took his mom's car, walked in. He was well-trained, just started randomly shooting people. We still have a lot of questions to ask, but one of the people that died was a 29-year veteran of the police force. He could have retired 4 years ago, but decided to keep serving. He did. When the gunman was still shooting, he charged into the club. The borderline country club, not a country club, but country bar and restaurant. And he goes in there, and where it was filled with 19 to 21 year olds, to 25 year olds, to young people, to old people. It was a big country. It's evidently this great bar restaurant. And Wednesday nights are big. It's a country music night. And he decided to make it a bloodbath. So we'll discuss that. That's who we discuss all on Fox and Friends today. We'll talk about that, but there's so much other stuff going on in the news. Like, for example, the aftermath of the election.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three. Number three.
Votes remain to be counted. There are voices that were waiting to be heard, and we believe our chance for a stronger Georgia is just within reach. We cannot seize it until all voices are heard.
Really? Stacey Abrams, who ran a great campaign, got Oprah, Will Ferrell campaigning for him, she lost. The results are now in the midterms, but they're not all being accepted. In Georgia, among people, Howard Dean's claiming voter fraud stopped Stacey Abrams from winning. How irresponsible, with zero proof, and Brian Kemp getting over 50%, he makes a ridiculous claim like that.
Number two.
If I may ask one other question, Mr. President, if I may ask one other question, are you worried?
That's enough.
Mr. President, I had one other question, if I may ask.
That's enough. Put down the mic. I'll tell you what, CNN should be ashamed of itself having you working for them.
Disrespectful, embarrassing, disconcerting. That's how I'll describe the tone after a traditional press conference of reflection after midterm elections, good or bad for a president. Jim Acosta of CNN acts as if it's his own talk show and acted like an attack dog, making statements, not asking questions. And the president is fed up. And he's now rescinded his hard pass into the White House because of the way he treated an intern and also because of the belligerent way he refused to respond to the president, who requested he sit down.
Number one.
I find the timing very suspect. Our paramount view is that any attorney general, whether this one or another one, should not be able to interfere with the Mueller investigation in any way.
To the surprise of none, outrage of most Democrats, as Attorney General Jeff Sessions is fired and the Mueller probe has a new supervisor, a supervisor that has already shown a disdain for the endless probe that's spending millions of dollars. What does this mean for Mueller? What does it mean for this sense of bipartisanship? Do we have any at all? This hour, we're going to be joined by Paul McCurie at the bottom of the hour and Joe Lieberman. In fact, Joe Lieberman, I know the lines are packed and I'll get to you, but I got to get Senator Joe Lieberman in here now. Senator, welcome back.
Brian, great to be with you. A lot happening.
Oh,
just
my goodness.
Listening to you.
I mean, this is unbelievable.
It is. Let me tell you, going back to what you said at the beginning with Curt Schilling, a wonderful guy. And we spent a couple of days with him when he was campaigning for John McCain for president in 2008. And just take a moment and let him tell you some stories about his baseball career, including one I'll never forget about Cal Ripken, but I'll save that for him and you.
But Senator, just to divert, the first Red Sox World Series since, I think, 1914. And
yeah.
he was the key player, and they didn't invite him back for the reunion.
Yeah, not good, really. Why was that? I mean, he's an outspoken guy.
That's the problem, I guess.
Yeah, but he's a great baseball player, and it pains me to say this as a New York Yankees fan. He helped them win the World Series, so you got to be grateful.
All right, a couple of things. First off,
yes, sir.
That exchange that I played, we just played a cut of it with Jim Acosta and the president. Have you ever seen a reporter more off the rails than that, or do you think the president wanted it?
You know, I don't know. I that's a heck of a question. I don't know about whether the president wanted it. Things have gotten really bad, and there's a certain way in which the press, some of the press, and the president are at war, obviously. And to a certain extent, they're being super aggressive. They're kind of in his face, and they're maybe even goading him to lose his self-control, shall we say. And it happened yesterday. And, you know, is it good or bad for him? It's probably both. I mean, a certain number of people say, good for you, Mr. President. Another group says, wow, the president shouldn't lose it like that. So, you know, it's just honestly, it's so typical of the way things are. A lot of people blame a lot of people for the division in our politics, Brian, and a lot of people blame the president for everything. Of course, it pre-existed him. But honestly, the media has some responsibility, too, because that's where a lot of people get the news.
I just think I never saw such disrespect. I remember if you interrupted the president in a one-on-one interview, President Obama, you were looked at as too aggressive and rude, and now that's all you get.
Yeah, no, it's just combat, and it's not, honestly, it's not good for the country. I don't think we learn anything from it. In other words, it's not like this is what the press has to do to get information so that the American people can know what's happening in their government. It's just like crossfire, and honestly, the important stuff often gets lost in the crossfire. So I wish they could. I appreciate it, incidentally, that the president said, I guess, over the, last weekend that, yeah, and when they asked him if he'd made mistakes, he couldn't. Everybody makes mistakes. He said he could probably soften his tone a little bit. And I hope I appreciated that. I hope he does. I mean, he can't. Obviously, he can't let himself, as president, be pushed around. But if he softens his tone a little bit, I think it'll make people who don't soften their tone look more responsible for some of the division going on in our country today. That doesn't help us.
So here is we have split government now. The House goes about 30 plus seats. It looks like it's going to the Democrats, and it looks like the Republicans could be adding two or three seats depending on how Arizona goes. So what are your thoughts? How do we function from here? You've been down this road before.
Yeah, I have. And you know, a couple of things. First off, generally speaking, sometimes when there's a president of one party and the other party controls one or both houses, you actually get things done because at some basic minimum level, they got to compromise and work together or the government stops and everybody loses from that. And what I mean is you got to have a budget. You may have to do something about the debt limit. Who knows? So that opens the door to compromise. Frankly, I thought through all the flack of the last couple of days, you had a couple of encouraging things happen in her victory speech. Nancy Pelosi actually had a pretty good riff about unity. And
in fact, you want to listen to a little of it? Okay, I'll play it. Cut 31.
Okay.
Last night, I had a conversation with President Trump about how we could work together. One of the issues that came up was part of our For the People agenda, building the infrastructure of America, and I hope that we can achieve that. Over the years, we've been able to work together regionally, bipartisan, across the aisle, across the Capitol, and down Pennsylvania Avenue. Hope that we can do that.
This is great. Yeah, and then the president tweeted, I thought in a positive way, about her. Some people thought he was joking, but I want to take it at face value. And it's in both their interests to get something done. Of course, they're going to disagree on a lot of stuff. I want to say one of the things. I'm chairman now of something called No Labels, and we work with to support Republicans and Democrats, mostly in the House, who are liberals and conservatives, but they ultimately try to work together to solve some problems. We supported 28 such people, pretty equally divided between Republicans and Democrats. We raised a bunch of money, over $15 million this year, and 23 of the 28 won. And here's what I can tell you about the Democrats that got elected. They're mostly not extremists. Some of them, you'd say, are liberal Democrats, but a bunch of them are sort of moderates, and they got elected in suburbs where you can't get elected if you're an extremist. So it's possible that this Democratic caucus, and incidentally, they're thinking about how they're going to get reelected in 2 years, and they're not going to get reelected if the next 2 years is just Democrats in the House and President Trump, firing at each other, throwing stones at each other. So I'm not naive. There's going to be a lot of conflict, but in the midst of it, on areas like infrastructure, they can get some things done, and it'll be good for the country.
We just got to know where the money's coming from. We're almost at $1 trillion in deficit annually now. I think $750 billion. So I'm thinking the first thing could be criminal justice reform. How great would that be?
Could be. That's a great point. I mean, obviously, the other kind of thing, which is maybe easy because everybody agrees it's such a problem, is opioid addiction. It's possible. It seems strange to say this now, but the Republican line on health care didn't seem to work.
Terrible.
I think people really want to be guaranteed they can get insurance if they have a pre-existing illness. They don't accept the whole Obamacare thing. Maybe there's a compromise on some of that. But, there are some areas where they can agree. The other thing is, for Democrats, and I think Nancy Pelosi gets this, they can't seem to be spending the next 2 years just sending subpoenas to the Trump administration, investigating everything. There's going to be some oversight or investigation, but they got to really be selective and smart about it, or else they're going to lose their supporters, because that's not what the American people want. They want the Congress and the president to solve some problems for the country.
You know Lindsey Graham better than I do, but I did get a chance to know him over the last few years, and I knew that he was going to be true to his school. He was going to be a supporter of the president when he could, and he'd stand up and speak out when he couldn't. And a lot of people now are seeing how Senator Graham is in the president's corner so severely and saying, what happened to him? Did Lindsey Graham change?
I don't think so. I think you had a really good analysis there at the beginning of what you said. Lindsey's really smart, and he'll say what he thinks. So right now, he got really upset, as you well know, during the hearings on Justice Kavanaugh, and he let it out. And I wouldn't be surprised if you see Lindsey being respectfully critical of the president on something before long, because that's the way he feels, and also trying to build bipartisan bridges in the Senate on some things like we talked about, like infrastructure reform. He's a dear friend. So I'm biased toward him, but I don't think he's changed. I think he's just being who he is, which is to say what he believes at the time he's speaking.
Joe Lieberman with us now. Senator, I know you go work out really hard to let the American people know what an enemy of the state this regime in Iran is.
Yes.
The president and the secretary of state are putting the screws to them now. A lot of these companies are pulling back. They're starting to see their real, I think that's their currency, is really suffering big time. Is anything going to change?
Well, I think it's got to. I mean, first, I personally, because of my feelings about the threat that Iran, particularly with a nuclear weapon, the greatest supporter of terrorism in the world, an enemy of the United States, you can't say enough. To appreciate the president for breaking us out of that bad Iran nuclear deal when he gave away all the leverage we had on him because of all the economic sanctions that I and a lot of other people in both parties in Congress adopted. So now we've got the pressure back on them, and they're hurting. And, you know, we're basically, notwithstanding what the Europeans are saying, they still like to find a way to save that bad agreement. Basically, the president has given companies around the world and countries a choice to make. Do you want to do business in Iran, which has an economy of, I don't know, $500 billion, or do you want to do business with the United States, which has an economy of about $21 trillion GDP, and our banking system is the most important in the world? And, of course, companies are basically saying, including European companies, we're getting out of Iran. And so they're hurting. And either they're going to come back to the table and negotiate a real agreement to end their nuclear weapons development program, or, frankly, the people of Iran are going to rise up against this government, which most of them don't like. And then, unlike President Obama in 2009 when they tried it last, I'm confident our government will support
the rebels,
the people of Iran. Yeah, the freedom fighters, the rebels. Yeah.
Joe Lieberman, don't be surprised if the president calls your number. But right now, you're national co-chairman of No Labels, doing a great job, raised $15 million in the last cycle. He wants to get things done, and he's still working for the country. Joe Lieberman, always great to talk to you.
Thanks, friend. Be well. Have a good day.
And by the way, read his column on Real Crow Politics. When we come back, your calls in just a moment. You're listening to the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
If you suffer from heartburn or other digestive-related disorders, then there is a new, safe, better, and natural alternative to better digestive wellness and heartburn relief. Praxid not only provides relief of heartburn, but Praxid takes a 360-degree approach to support better digestion, protect you from harmful bacteria, and also balance your stomach to improve digestive functions.
We like to think of it as the multivitamin of digestive health.
It's the only product to combine all natural ingredients known for the digestive health properties into a single patented product. Praxid also comes in easy-to-carry packs. Praxid relieves, restores, and maintains a healthy digestive system. Praxid is available here for only $39.95. Shipping and handling is free, and your money back is guaranteed.
To take advantage of this special radio offer, call now 1-800-829-5688. That's 1-800-829-5688. Again, 1-800-829-5688.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000, and can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of Lightstream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/killmeade. That's Lightstream, LightStream.com/killmeade. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/killmeade for more information.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me.
There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
NHL star Matt Martin for American Humane.
Hi, I'm Matt Martin, and in all my years of playing professional hockey, I've gotten my share of bruises and injuries. But for many who really put their lives on the line every day, it's not always the injuries you can see that hurt the most. I'm talking about our veterans. Every single day, 184 veterans are diagnosed with post-traumatic stress. And tragically, 20 take their own lives. When medications and therapy don't help, professionally trained service dogs can. American Humane, serving the U.S. military for over 100 years, has put together a free guide to help veterans obtain these life-saving service animals. If you are a veteran or know a veteran struggling with PTS, please go to AmericanHumane.org for this free, downloadable resource. Let's give our veterans the help they need to win their battle.
For more information, visit AmericanHumane.org.
Talk. Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
On March 5th, 1946, Sir Winston Churchill gave his famous Iron Curtain speech at Westminster College in Missouri. The speech was deemed by many to mark the onset of the Cold War.
From Stettin in the Baltic to Trieste in the Adriatic, an Iron Curtain has descended across the continent. Behind that line lie all the capitals of the ancient states of Central and Eastern Europe. All these famous cities and the populations around them lie in what I must call the Soviet sphere. And all our subjects, in one form or another, not only to Soviet influence, but to a very high and in some cases increasing measure of control from Moscow. This is certainly not the liberated Europe we fought to build up.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
That makes you think.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I saw the statement on my phone from Sarah Sanders that my press credentials were being revoked. I thought, well, maybe I'll get inside the White House for one more live shot on your show. And at that point, I was simply blocked from entering the facility. As a matter of fact, there was an officer who stood in front of the doorway to the security booth that I've gone through every day for the last, or every working day that I come to the White House for the last 5 years. So it was a pretty surreal experience. I never thought in this country that I wouldn't be able to go and cover the President of the United States simply because I was trying to ask a question.
That is Jim Acosta trying to justify the way he acted and the way he tries to make the White House correspondence question and answer session his show. Amy, listen, WNIS in Norfolk, Virginia. Hey, Amy.
Hey, Brian. Thanks for taking my call. I love your show.
What's on your mind? Thank you.
Regarding Jim Acosta, first of all, President Trump did take a question from Jim. Maybe that was an olive branch, as there is a lot of heat between the president and CNN. But secondly, I think the White House had enough to hold his press pass. Simply because of Jim's rude and belligerent behavior. I looked at that video. I didn't really feel like he was touching the White House aide. But I also think that holding that press pass should be limited in scope, maybe 2 weeks or a month. But I feel like his belligerent behavior was enough for them to hold that pass.
Well, yeah, the other thing is he's getting more and more famous because of it, and I think that's the opposite of what the president wants. I appreciate the call and perspective. Brian Kilmeade Show, back with your calls in just a moment. Don't go anywhere.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon to 2.
Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than the mainstream media soundbites.
Here on KCNR 1460 AM, we've got the experts on politics, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, property rights, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything in between.
The archives are always available online at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join Aaron and Bill this Sunday at noon for We the People. You'll hear great authors and commentators, professors and scientists, activists and military experts, researchers and whistleblowers, all spending time to inform us about their areas of expertise. We the People, brought to you by Team Power of Shasta Lake, your local Kubota and John Deere dealer. Call them at 530-226-9226. We the People on AM 1460 KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Alan Gordon here with Coachmaster Collision Repair. That's correct. As a new owner of Coachmaster, I'd like to thank Don Speck for his long commitment and dedication to the automotive collision business. For over 50 years, Coachmaster has been offering the highest standard in auto collision repair. If you had a vehicle repaired by Coachmaster in the last 20 years, then we've already met. Coachmaster will continue to offer the same personal service, quality-driven technicians, and pride in every job we do. We'll miss Don as an instructor at Shasta College, his public service, and many entertaining commercials over the years.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. From laser and 3D frame alignment machines and computerized paint matching technology to qualified technicians working on your vehicle. Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road in Redding.
And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Control here in the White House pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then, news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
This is Fox on Justice, a matter of life and death before the Supreme Court, and the deciding vote could be cast by the newest justice, Brett Kavanaugh. Tuesday's arguments will be about Missouri death row inmate Rusty Bucklew, convicted of murder, kidnapping and rape, and wounding a state trooper. Bucklew got a death sentence, but his scheduled execution by lethal injection was stayed by the Supreme Court earlier this year. He and his lawyers argued Bucklew has a rare medical condition, tumors in his neck, and the lethal injection could cause a tumor to burst, and he could gag on his own blood, which would be a form of cruel and unusual punishment. Bucklew argues, if you're going to kill me, find another way of doing it. He suggests nitrogen gas, a technique that's never been used by any state. The stay of execution was approved 5-4, Justice Anthony Kennedy among the yes votes. Now, with Kennedy retired and Justice Kavanaugh in his place, what will the vote be? With Fox on Justice, Hank Weindlam, Fox News.
news, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I have not seen a single piece of evidence that suggests collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. I know Schiff has. I know some journalists claim they have. But I've seen nothing, and no one's interviewed more witnesses than I have. So I think Mueller is going to issue an exhaustive report on what Russia did, which should unify America. And then he's going to disappoint CNN and all my Democrat friends by saying there's no evidence of collusion.
And no one's seen more paperwork outside the Mueller investigation than Trey Gowdy. And Trey Gowdy has never, to this day, spoken to the president. And he's retiring. So you ask me, do you think he's out there trying to get a job? He's got a job in the private sector. He's seen a lot, and he can't give it away for confidentiality purposes, but that's what we're going to find out. Jerry, listening on KWFS in Wichita Falls, Texas. Hey, Jerry.
Hey, how you doing, Brian?
Great. How do you think that went yesterday, that reflection on the midterm press conference?
I'll tell you, you know, it reminded me of the time back in the Bush administration when David Gregory went off on one of his rants and the president called him out. But Gregory finally, after a couple of little snippets, sat down.
Yep.
He didn't like it, and he was angry about it, but he walked away. Now, yesterday, Acosta did what I would call an arm bar. You know, you put an arm bar on that intern, held the microphone away like a three-year-old when you're trying to take something back from your three-year-old that's going to get him hurt. And he did a great disservice to himself. It was shameful. It was all that. But he also, by turning the show into his show, he made it all about him. And there were a bunch of reporters there hoping to get that one chance to ask one question, maybe one follow-up, and then they get shut out.
It was about him. And then he went out and he got this pass taken away. I don't know if I would have done that. I mean, I basically would have. I'm not sure how you handle that because all of CNN management hates the president, too. So it's not like you can go talk to the news director and make some progress. But they just took the hard copy away. But citing an assault on this woman, I think, is a mistake. I don't think she was assaulted, not treated nicely. You know, someone goes up to you, grabs a mic, and the president of the United States says, sit down. You sit down and go ahead, do your live shot and say, hey, you never get your questions answered. But instead, he handled it totally differently. And listen to how others characterized what they thought took place yesterday. Here is what John Heilman said on MSNBC. Cut 15.
Can we not mince words about this or have any ambiguity or lack of clarity about what's happening? And if you understand that, and the obvious urgency that Trump is moving with here, the day after the midterm elections, to maximize the period where he can act while we are in a period where Republicans control both branches of Congress, we are hurtling towards the constitutional crisis we've all been worried about for the last 2 years. We are on the brink of it right now.
And he was talking about the press, and he was talking about getting rid of the attorney general, something everybody on the planet knew he was going to do. Here's Jim Acosta trying to explain his behavior. Cut 17.
I was just trying to ask a question of the president at this press conference, and it was obviously a question they didn't like. It was about his racist ad on the caravan that they were running before the midterms. He and I were going back and forth there, and as you can see in this video, this intern came up to me. They're describing her as an intern. I don't really know who she is, and attempted to take the microphone away from me. All I can say at that point is that I was trying to hang on to the microphone so I could continue to ask the president questions. Obviously, I didn't put my hands on her or touch her, as they're alleging. And it's just unfortunate that the White House is saying this. We all try to be professionals over there, and I think I handled myself professionally, and I appreciate all of the comments from my colleagues. I do think, Anderson, that this is a test for all of us. I do think they're trying to shut us down to some extent.
No, they're not. They're trying to shut him down. The president takes the toughest questions anywhere, all the time, in front of a helicopter, walking on the tarmac. He's taking questions all the time. All right. Thanks for the call, Jerry. Beth, KFPW over in Fort Smith, Arizona. Hey, Beth.
Fort Smith, Arkansas.
Oh, my fault.
That's fine. Hi, Brian. I know CNN said that the president got upset because he couldn't answer the tough questions, but I've watched that over and over, and I really don't see the tough question. If anything, I think Acosta was the one that got upset. The president completely shut him down on that immigration when he said, why did you show the people coming over the wall? And when he said they weren't actors, that really happened. I mean, Acosta was, he was it stopped him. And, his, you know, there was a, just a moment of silence, and then he started in on the Russia deal. So if anybody got flustered and had trouble, I mean, I believe it was him.
Right. Let's listen to that.
As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion. It's a group of migrants moving up from Central America towards the border with the U.S.
Thank you for telling me that.
And why did you characterize it as such?
Because I consider it an invasion. You and I have a difference of opinion.
But do you think that you demonized immigrants in this election to try to keep
them? I want them to come into the country, but they have to come in legally. You know, they have to come in, Jim, through a process.
But your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and
so
on.
Well, that's true.
They
weren't actors.
They're not going to be doing that.
They weren't actors. Well, no, it's true. Do you think they were actors? They weren't actors. They didn't come from Hollywood.
Right.
These were people. This was an actual, you know, it happened a few days ago. And
they're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
But they're coming. What does he get? Does he not get? There's 7,000 people coming to the border, and even if they're armed or they're the great people or the worst people, that's not the issue. No one's doing anything about immigration is the problem, and Democrats won't comment on it. We get that. And he was right. That's a good point by you, Beth. He was getting flustered.
I thought so, too, yes.
All right, go get him. Mark, who's going to KZIM in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. Hey, Mark.
Hi, how you doing? I just wanted to comment on, you know, the Americans are no smarter because of these press conferences. They don't read anything about what's going on in America and the government and what they're doing for the people. The journalists are just going up there and saying, oh, we're asking tough questions. They aren't tough questions at all. They're insults. And they're waiting for the president's response from the insult. And that's what people do when they're picking a fight, right? They're not asking tough questions. That's what they say they're doing, but it's not a question at all. It's an insult.
I agree. I mean, they're statements, and they're giving their opinion in the question. I never heard anything like it. So Sam Donaldson might ask a question, Mr. President, what about those missiles? What about Iran-Contra? You know, what about the fact that people say you're detached from the office? You know, that's a tough question. But when you ask questions like, is it true? Why did you make that racist ad? Or why are you dividing the country? Or it seems that you're making up stories about the caravan coming this way. And it's like, what are you doing? It's a talk show. They're acting like Stephen Colbert with his talk show, who's as partisan as anybody, as is Jim Acosta. But I feel bad we're even mentioning his name. Mark, did you go to the rally the other night?
No, I didn't, but I watched it on YouTube. I couldn't make it, but... You know, I learned a lot of things there that he's trying to do for America. And that's about the only way he can get the message out. Because with these press conferences, all he's able to do is try to fend off the insult. And Americans are no smarter. You know, what's going on with the oil? What's going on with the interest rates? How's that going to affect the economy? We don't learn none of that.
I agree. And we don't talk about that. Well, you know what's legitimate? Friday, he's going over to Paris. Is he going to meet with Vladimir Putin? You know, why was the North Korea meeting canceled at the Secretary of State level with his foreign minister? How concerned are you that the North Koreans said that if they don't get concessions soon, they're going to start with missile launches again? How about what is the first thing that you're going to work with Nancy Pelosi on? You said you're going to work with her. Could you name two or three things you're going to work with her on? But we never got that because people didn't like his ads and they're going to bat. Here's bad for the Democratic Party. One example, can we play the Peter Alexander part when he asks his question and then the president just says start down? You know, okay, just sit down.
In Jim's defense, I've traveled with him and watched him. He's a diligent reporter who busts.
Well, I'm not a big fan of yours either. So
I understand.
To be honest.
So let me ask you a question if I can. You repeatedly
you
said.
You are the best.
Mr. President, you repeatedly over the course
okay,
of.
Okay, just sit down, please. When you report fake news, no. When you report fake news, which CNN does a lot, you are the enemy of the people. Go ahead.
Mr. President, over the course of the last several days of the campaign, sir, at the end of the campaign, you repeatedly said that Americans need to fear Democrats. You said it would unleash a wave of violent crime that endangers families everywhere. Why are you
because
pitting
they're very
Americans?
Weak on crime.
Why
Excuse
are you
me.
Pitting why
Excuse
are you
me.
Pitting Americans
Peter.
Against one another, sir?
Peter, what are you trying to be him?
Oh, let me see. During a campaign, why are you pitting Americans against each other? President Obama sat on a stage in about 12 different cities in about 10 days and talked about how we have to bring honor. We're voting for honor and integrity and truth. Why are you dividing America, President Obama, even though you've been out of office for 2 years and you're term limited out? Why are you walking around in front of 1,200 people while the president's got 19,000? So why was that necessary for you to do something that no other prior president has done before? But it's this president that's divided America. Have you seen a campaign ad? It's not there to say, hey, you could vote Democrat or Republican. It doesn't really bother me. They have a definite point of view, and you shouldn't be forced to explain that. The president's making it simple, but he's a lot tougher on the border than Democrats. The president's making it simple, but he's a lot more into law and order and backing law enforcement than the previous administration. Does anyone doubt that? Unbelievable. When we come back, Paul Mercurio joins us. He responds to the news. He's got his one-man show, Permission to Speak. He's also got a very successful podcast. He's going to bring some fun and lightness to the room. And go to BrianKilmeade.com. I'm going to be with Howie Carr and Kurt Schilling, 11 o'clock on Saturday, a beautiful venue. And then next week, it's to Vero Beach and to Fort Myers, all to support Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans, now out in paperback. Thanks for listening.
Disagree with Brian? Call now and tell him why.
Can somebody attack me, please?
866-408-7669. It's Brian Kilmeade. Sean Hannity.
One of the greatest things about working at the Fox News Channel is whatever's in my heart, mind, and soul is going to come out. I have never, ever been told what to say, how to say it. I do debate. I get other people's opinions. Who do we cater to? Who are we trying to appeal to and reach? Forgotten men and women that deserve their shot at the American dream.
On Fox News Channel, real news, real honest opinion.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-582-7585.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with autopay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/KillMeade. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/KillMeade. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/KillMeade for more information.
This is Jerry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. The elections are over and we continue to see the downward decay of our country's morals and values. I am even more convinced that we cannot trust elections alone to turn our country back to a constitutional republic and where God is restored to his rightful place in our hearts. Our country will only be restored if the people return to God and his values. This alone will change the direction of our country. Remember, you matter to God. Now it's up to you to make a difference. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at TrueLifeReading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
I'm here with Mike of Estate Granite and Things. Hey, Mike, so I got to ask. What's with the and things?
And things is anything that we can make with granite and metal.
So you're saying it's going to last?
It's forever furniture.
Wow, did you come up with that one?
Absolutely. The and things are dining room tables, wine bistros, fire pit patio tables, and our ever-popular granite line roasters. Really, anything you can imagine inside or out.
You know, that store-bought stuff has to be replaced every few years. You know, it gets hot up here.
That's why we call it forever furniture. You can will it to your children.
Mike, with Estate Granite and Things, our builder of choice, thinking completely out of the box.
The first time I walked into my new kitchen, I was amazed. But after, I started to notice all the little things that make my kitchen unique. From the tile backsplash to the seams in the granite, everything was truly a work of art.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite and Things. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard, Estate Granite and Things, completely out of the box. Or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Is 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
You have kids?
We have three kids.
Oh, wow. Are you raising them to be Jewish or Pakistani?
Yeah,
oh, you're, yeah? That's pretty much the thing, right?
That's the thing.
Yeah, yeah, you don't want in, yeah.
Exactly.
You're in America, yeah.
We want to get scholarships.
What's that?
We want to get scholarships.
I love you guys.
There's no Muslim.
What's that?
There's no Muslim scholarship. Yeah. There's only Jewish people giving away money in college.
You're so inappropriate.
Paul Mercurio from that's a cut from his brand new one man show. Paul's one man show is called Permission to Speak, and you ad lib, Paul, a lot of times off the audience, right?
Yeah.
That's what you do when you warm up for Colbert or you go out there.
Right. Yeah, I'm gonna do stand up. Basically, I talk to the audience, and through this, from the stand up, I've been finding more and more like people have these really interesting, amazing stories, and why not do a show around it? So it's an entire show dedicated to that, and people come on stage. I just randomly pick people, I talk to them in the audience, and that was a Muslim Jewish couple who married 2 months after 9/11, and the guy was like, I don't know what we were thinking. And I said, how did her parents react that, you know, she Jewish girl was marrying a Muslim? He went, not so good. And then when I said, how are you raising your kids? They said, because there's no Muslim scholarship. So it people are really funny in their own right. We had an 83-year-old woman, Leslie, lives on the Upper West Side of Manhattan. She lived in the building with FDR and used to walk his dog. She walked FDR's dog. And I said, did they have pooper scoopers in the day? She goes, no. I go, what did you do? She goes, you just watched where you walked. That's all.
Right.
So we're getting these really cool stories. And it's been really fun. And it's got a set. We have our own set dedicated to it. And there's a whole theme to it, which is everybody has a story. And if you talk to people, you connect. And if you connect, maybe things are a little bit better. You know, like we had this woman. And she was like a 76-year-old woman, looks like a rich woman. And I said, you look like you like a martini. She goes, well, I like a martini and I like other things too. You know, I like to do this and this kind of drug. And she goes, yeah, I've done acid a lot. She goes, everybody should drop acid and LSD. I'm like, why? She goes, because it just opens your mind. She goes, actually, when I was 20, I bought 1,000 tabs of LSD and I went down to Mexico. I was going to turn everybody on in Mexico. I go, what happened? She goes, well, I got to Mexico and I realized they needed more important things like food and water. I said, well, what did you do with the acid? She goes, well, I took it. What do you think? She's like, and this is a woman on the outside you wouldn't think, you know, so it's been really interesting and really fun. And the show is about them, not about me. And I sort of facilitate it, you know.
Wow, that's great. It takes a lot of risk. Not many people would try that because it's so unscripted.
Well, you got to come. I don't know if I can ring you up because I know you.
Right.
And
I'll be a ringer.
You'll be a ringer.
And there's nothing interesting about me.
No.
Let's be honest.
Oh, yeah, right. No, right.
But Paul, don't you notice that people walking around, you know, too, because you travel the country at stand-up, are people stressed?
Oh, yeah.
Is this and yet our economy's booming. You can't say, well, we're in a depression, a recession,
no.
I lost everything.
Yeah.
We have 7 million open jobs.
Yes.
You should be looking at packed venues of happy people.
Yeah, I know. And they're coming in and they're sort of cranky and they're whatever. And, you know, and they want you to, like, be politically correct all the time. And it's like, I can't stand it anymore. I got an argument with a guy in the park. He said to me, you're supposed to have your dog on a leash in New York City. And we did. And the guy didn't have his dog on a leash, and the dog looked really aggressive. So I said, sir, your dog really should be on a leash. And I was nice about it. He goes, why? Because it's a pit bull? It's a Latino guy, right? Like implying that I was racist toward pit bulls. I'm like, no, because it's got a baby in its mouth. That's why. Because it has tattoos and it's smoking Chesterfields, okay? Don't you see? He tried to create this politically incorrect moment.
Well, how are you
and
dealing with
And that's what
it?
I'm finding in the clubs.
Yeah, you can't do it.
You can't even live your life like that. Halloween just passed, right? And I thought about this. Every Halloween, my parents dressed me as a hobo because they were busy working. They threw some of my dad's old clothes. I mean, they sent me out.
Everybody did.
You couldn't do that today. Why? Because people would write letters. Why? Because a hobo is a homeless person. My parents sent me out onto the streets at night.
dressed as a homeless person to collect free food
right.
in front of real homeless people.
Right.
And it was terrible. I never got candy. Every house, baked beans and a harmonica. That was it.
But it's true.
It's bad.
That. You know, you saw what happened with Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Said, I grew up. These are the costumes I had.
I couldn't believe she lost her job over that. Yeah, maybe she didn't handle the apology right. But, like, you know what? We gotta all loosen up.
But I don't know how you do your job in today's environment. Norm Macdonald, one of the comedians, they say,
yeah.
He made a comment and he had to apologize. I can't believe he says people were crying in the control room at Jimmy Fallon.
Real quick, I'm at a club here in New York. I'm talking to a couple in the back. 56-year-old couple. You're married, blah, 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 this and that. How long have you been married? And the guy's answering all the questions. And I say, how long have you been married? And the woman blurts out. The wife burns up, 25 years. And the way she said it, it was like funny. And everybody laughed and laughed. And I go, oh, that's funny. Another young woman, like 26, and they tend to be the problem ones, like under 30, like they have an agenda, goes to me, what, a woman can't speak in public? I'm like, what? She goes, well, why did you laugh at the woman when she answered and you didn't laugh at the guy? I go, and everybody in the crowd's like, oh, come on, lady. And it was
so ruins the mood.
It was so disconnected from the reality that I said, and I went, oh, I get what this is. I said, here's what you're going to do. You're going to go out into the bar, and you're going to watch me through the window. You're going to leave right now, and then when I'm done, you can come back in, or you can sit there and keep your mouth shut.
You said that.
Yes, and everybody applauded. And I said, if you have some agenda, you need to go to City Hall and get a permit and have a march. Or get a but if you think you're going to create a non-politically correct situation that I did that didn't happen because you have some agenda, it ain't happening.
And, Paul, that's great. And here's the problem. You're the funny guy. And you were 100% right. You handled that great. I have trouble handling it when if people ask you questions, they don't like this, they hate Fox or something. I'm fine with that. But it's just I'm trying to tell history or talk about the news, and the rest of the room gets tense.
Listen, there's
how
no,
you get everything back on the rails
gotta
is a skill.
Loosen up. Even Trump yesterday, there was some really funny moments. The part where he read the people who lost and go, too bad, I started it. Like, you can make comedy out of anything, and everybody out there I know Trump supports, great, fine, I don't care. Laugh. We can all laugh. I can only imagine being his kid, how stressful it's like. Let's see, 1992, Don Jr. gave me a lousy tie for Christmas. Sorry, Don Jr., you're out of the will.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, there's comedy everywhere if we loosen up.
Right.
And that's what my show is about. So that we come, we connect.
Permission to speak at Paul Mercurio. That's where to find out, and that's where to follow him.
Telecharge.com for tickets.
If you're like most of us, you have a balance on your credit card and a higher interest rate than you would like. Why not turn those balances into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate and start saving money? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans from 6.14% APR with AutoPay. You're going to get a loan for, I don't know, $5,000 to $100,000. You can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. LightStream is really cool. It believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate with no fees. Can you imagine that? My listeners now can save even more with an additional interest rate discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way to get this discount is to go to LightStream.com/killmead. That's LightStream, LightStream.com/killmead. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/killmead.
Are you entertainment-minded? Do you like to hear people discuss fun topics?
Well, we talk about all things pop culture.
From movies and TV to books, music, games, and everything in between. But with a twist, everything is not very current.
We'll talk about things we recently discovered and have decided we just have to share our thoughts on.
Which gives us the title of our show.
We're a little behind.
Hosted by us, Chris and Jen Gomez.
Join us every Tuesday night from 6 to 7 p.m. for We're a Little Behind. Right here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge with Brad Dacus.
The Pacific Justice Institute convinced the Marin County Superior Court to declare a voter-approved local property tax unconstitutional as applied to a local church. Cities cannot relabel their taxes to get around the tax-exempt status of churches in the state of California.
Stay informed on religious freedoms. Receive our weekly email newsletter, The Legal Insider, at pji.org.
You're listening to KCNR 1460, community talk radio for the North State. This is KCNR, Shasta, Redding.